welcome to a little Friday morning show. I know everybody went to this little piggy later. This week has just been fucked. It's been more fucked than you can imagine. But anyway, Aaron Imholt, I'm not even kidding. I'm worried now. We might have to stop. We might actually have to stop covering Steel Toe. We might have gone too far. Even people who know him, I'm not even going to say, look, I may have an inside track to somebody who knows SP anyway. Hi, everybody. Do me a favor. Hit the like button. My allergies are today. And you might say, Patrick, allergies. Yeah, maybe because of the weed, you know, maybe because of the weed. I should quit. You really should. I should be quitting, but I don't be. I should be quitting, but as you know, I don't be.
It's time to take responsibility and put blame for this boxing fiasco where it belongs. With Lying Scott from the boxing gym. He tells the secret gay NLO Discord that the safety of his students is his main priority, but we privately laugh at them fat kids and call them FN and J slurs.
Mm-hmm. Patrick, seeing your noodle-shaped friend reminded me to tell you that I mixed up the Pacetti bucket with the poop bucket again.
Mm-hmm. I, too, like to explore toilet culinary arts and then masturbate a little bit.
Mm-hmm. No, people, I see a little Lemmy laughing. It's like, no. I'm 100% now. I'm allergic to weed. at least certain strains. And yeah, it's so bad for me. And I have to quit. But I won't. But I don't. So it is allergies. If I take a Zyrtec and then it's fine. And then it's like, but I just forget to do that cuz I don't have like a pill box. But no, I've developed an allergy to weed. It's probably good for me. It'll probably save my. I'll probably have to switch to Coke. Like Nick Riccata. Did Nick Riccata sign something? He's getting cocky and puffed up. Is it over? Is everything we thought finally? Is the day arrived? I everybody's saying April got off her charges, and now it seems like Nick is. Signing something.
We have a date with Jim and Nikki Norton at the Slow Wife Park. She has her own bully.
Oh, no. She has her own bully.
We have a date with Jim and Nikki Norton at the Slow Wife Park. She has her own bully.
For people who don't know, a bully is a penis. And she has her own bully.
As a boxer, I worry about being on the ropes. As a cuck, I worry about the ropes not being on me.
That's funny, because ropes. Because cum. You know? Anyway, we got High Rollers. Thank you very much. We've corrected the one error on here. I got an email from one Dayla, very angry. Why am I not on the list? You promised, you piece of shit. This is why I don't give to your show. And I was like, okay, Dayla, you're on the list now. Can you please? There. Now, of course, if we forget you, I'd love to make it right. Don't ever feel like you're bugging me for that. I'm just going to bring special attention to it and make it a little fun bit. But nobody kicked Dayla out of the chat. Don't beat him. Don't. Is Dayla a boy or a girl? Dayla and Dayla are two. You guys got to know that. Dayla's a. No. Dayla is. Day La is a girl, and Day Twa is a guy. And the way to remember that is Twa, Twat. Men are usually acting like twats. Is that a good mnemonic for remembering?
Good morning, awesome NLO in the morning. This little piggy in the afternoon. Member show tonight. Friday's rule. Yay!
De La Soul. Well, that doesn't help at all. I don't know. No, you're going to have to tell me. But this is why I don't get involved with men and women on this program. I treat everybody like a they. I treat everyone like a they. Especially DK, who I refer to as D-They, out of respect for his gender. Thank you, DK. Looking forward to seeing you for 12 minutes in Atlantic City before we never see you again. Rerun, member for 17 months. Consistent quality content. Thanks, babe. If you're like, that's tongue-in-cheek. Mason in Portland, a.k.a. Portland Shane Gillis, gifting 10 nobody's likes on the memberships. Get that man his confetti. Give that man his confetti. What is it? Mason in Portland. And I think he's only doing this because of Joey C. Because Joey C's on Super Tech. I thought Joey C and Lou the Ghoul were going to make their debut this morning, their morning show. They were supposed to do a big morning show with Super Tips. And then I went to look for it. When I woke up, I was like, I'd love to watch Lou the God try to do a show. It's adorable. And then there was no... And then there was no show. So what am I to think as a man getting that kind of stuff? Ghost Crusaders TV, thank you very much for the five. Nobody like Onion membership. And EFS, what a nice boy.
That made a huge mistake.
Gifting 10 Nobody Likes Onions memberships. That's 25 for today on a members only Friday. Don't forget to tune in tonight, where we'll be doing a long bonus show for our members. Our members only show has been going 4 or 5 hours on Friday nights, and we're having a good time. We usually do some different stuff than we do on the show, but maybe I think we might do Bauer today. And then this little piggy, I told all the guys they don't have to do it today. It's my channel day, so I'm not really fucking anybody. I guess we'll do it, but I'll do it alone. I guess I don't want to. I didn't prep. I haven't watched this little piggy this week. Aaron. What's the show called? Steel Toe? Fuck. I haven't really watched that this week, and because I've had a lot of stuff going on. But I'm happy to catch up on it. I just don't want to put. I don't want to put it on Carl and Moody to sit there while I don't. I don't really have a plan, so I don't want to make them sit through my high ramblings. That's what I want to do to you guys. Krautcat, thank you for the super sticker. AFK Sweet, thank you for the super sticker. Kraut.
I too.
Just I too?
I too.
Been prepping for the apocalypse. Found a bag of soup and stole a machete from the neighbor to fight the soup looters.
Oh, God. Souplooters.com has to be... thing, right? Souplooters.com. De La is Detroit's male cousin. Hold on. De La's a dude? I really don't know. I really don't even know. She probably signed that email with their real name. That's how blind I am to this stuff. You know what's a... Sorry about that. I had to spit out a sunflower seed. You know what? I actually should not say that out loud. Fuck, I'm glad I had a sunflower seed. I could have really said something there I shouldn't say. I keep forgetting that I'm not technically part of Super Tip anymore. So like I have proprietary information now. I should probably shut the fuck up. But it's a hard transition. When they take your baby. Anyway, thank you very much for that. JR Fishing, 92, member for 10 months. Another day of stubbing the toe. Hit the like button. I don't even know what happened yesterday and today, so I'm going to catch up with you guys. I only know what I'm told, and I'm told he's opened both of these shows losing his mind about being whether or not he's a coach or not. And I have my theories on that. I'll tell you that in just 1 second. James Gartner also, thank you for 5 gifted memberships, bringing us up to 30. All right, we're caught up. Thank you very much. Hit the like button. Tell a friend about the program, if you will, as it were. and let us know. So we kind of knew this, but boxing is a big part of Aaron's personality. Somebody will work on this pie chart, I guess. Getting hot pussy and having April was like a big, big chunk of his personality. Wrestling for a little bit and then boxing, big part of his personality. And then, of course, after trying to compete in boxing against much younger people, he kept getting his ass kicked in fights, so he decided he would lay back and just hang out at the gym. He's literally become the guy who walks around the gym. You never see him working out, but he's constantly like correcting everyone's form and telling people that's not the right way to do it. And that's what Nick told us, and that's kind of the vibe we're getting when we watch. You know, what's crazy is now there's a guy, and if we have time, we'll watch some of the videos. One of the smallest Lemmys sent me one of these videos this kid makes. But there's another guy at the gym now, a younger guy. Everyone at the gym is like under 20, 22. Because it's a kid sport. Aaron's the only guy, you know, on a bullet train towards 40 years old who thinks he can get in here and mix it up. But because he's older, he really thinks he's like a coach. And he's going to, like, own people, and he has advice and wisdom, and he unsolicited goes up to people and offers to corner for them and sit back and, like, tell them what's wrong with their technique. Give them some pointers, you know? So that's the guy he is. He likes to be a coach. He likes to think of himself as a coach. Now, we've heard that him and Scott, the... I don't know if he's the owner, head coach, whatever. The guy who runs the gym. We've heard from him that Aaron is not a coach. Aaron's never been a coach. And he just spars with some of the guys who need more work. Basically a glorified dummy that punches back. And so we're like, okay. And now Aaron's like, no, you idiots. Scott knows what he's saying. He's talking in code. He's saying, like, I don't have my safe sport stuff up to date, which is like, you know, training for coaches or something. He's like, I don't have my safe sport stuff up to date. So Scott can't say I'm an official coach. Like, I, of course, I'm not. Right now, I've lost my coaching status. So Scott clarifies, no, he's never been a coach, and he's never been asked to be a coach. We're not waiting on him to get certified to be a coach. We don't hope he decides to coach one day when he steps down from the ring. We're not waiting for him to free up a contract with another gym because he's such an in-demand trainer. We've never, ever wanted this guy to be a coach. And again, we showed all these emails on the last show. Pretty Antisocial. I sent these emails to verify and look at. They've posted up videos about this. Anybody else who wants a video, I don't really care. The emails can have them. I don't really care. I assume this guy's a troll. It's a Proton Mail gimmick. So, like, that's what it is. So, Aaron has spent every day this week trying to convince you he's a boxing coach. He's a real boxing coach who does real boxing coach things. And nobody believes him. It's all crumbling down around him about this. And he can't stop doubling down, calling himself a coach. Today, we're going to really, really try to solve this. I'm serious. We need an answer. This should be simple. This should be a very easy thing to find out. Is Aaron M. Holt a coach at St. Cloud Boxing? And if so, is it okay with the gym that he harasses fat people online, taunts people, and invites them down to the gym to fight? You know, I got to tell you, I've been losing sleep over this harassment about being fat. Is it customary for overweight people who would like to work on themselves and come down to the gym, for the trainers and the coaches to tell them, you can't get in the ring, you'll have a heart attack, you fat fuck. 400 pounds, you should just go home and die instead of working on yourself. You know? First of all, I worked very hard to get it down to 400. So, you're welcome and thank you. But I never emailed this gym. I don't care about it at all. But now, as an obese, as a big fat, as one of Earth's largest, I'm concerned that the coaches at this gym now just taunt fat people and tell fat people they're not medically fit to work on themselves, to come down. And I just want to make sure so that we can let the people on Yelp know and Facebook know. And that's just genuine. To serve the fat community, I'm not suggesting anyone tell any untruths. I'd like to get to the bottom of it. If that's not the case, if Aaron doesn't speak for the gym and Aaron's not a coach, I'd like to know that too. Because then we'll just know he's a nut trying to disparage the name of a gym. But if in fact he's a coach and he's making fun of obese fat fucks like Lady KB and myself, there comes a time when we got to let the internet know about that. I'm going to have to leave a review. I will. Because basically, out of nowhere, the coach of this gym in Minnesota that I'll never be a member of or go to, the coach of the gym is calling me fat and telling me I'm a waste of space and an obese. That's crazy. That's crazy. I wouldn't let a sandwich shop do that to me.
My favorite Celsius flavor, you ask? Sour Ropes, of course. If you will, as it were, take that for what you mean it for.
I, too, Sour Ropes.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Aaron, Louis fell off his tricycle and needs stitches.
Damn it, devil woman. Don't you dare take him to the out-of-network hospital. I'm a bit away from purple sports shirt.
He's bleeding all over his Jesus Build-A-Bear.
You know the drill. Drop him off at the Steve Recycling Emporium and Matt will fix him up.
Oh, look, Baloney Factory did that.
Patrick, I'm the oldest, fattest guy at my gym by orders of magnitude. I hang around because teenagers don't know I'm a complete loser, and there's a chance they respect me by accident due to my age.
Brian D, who's our executive producer last week. By the way, who's our executive producer today? Okay, we got to check. Brian D, thank you very much. XRP, if you know, you know. I don't even know what XRP is doing this week. What's XRP doing? What's the price?
Looking out on the morning rain, I used to be so inspired. Now, when I know I have to do another show, Lord, it makes me feel so tired. Before the day I met you, my show was doing fine. Now, you're the key to my peace of mind. Because you make me feel... Melton makes me feel like an actual retard.
Melton makes me feel like an actual retard. Oh, God bless her heart. Bless her heart. Brooklyn Pencil's been sending me... more Melton makes them feel jingles. And I had to be like, you got to stop. You play with AI songs all day. I don't need them all. I only have 10 gigabytes in my Gmail account. You're going to fill it. Cornball member for 10 months. Aaron is a great boxing coach for the kids. No. He's not allowed around kids. Everything this guy says about me is like what he is going through. Like, he's not allowed to pick up his own kids for a while. He's not allowed to teach kids to box. I could probably be teaching kids to box faster than Aaron could teach kids to box. GB, member for 19 months. Dad, I want to be taught boxing by an 0-2 fighter. Says no child ever. Well, what we're going to find out is actually Aaron's whole gym is full of losers. And that's not even like a pejorative. That's an actual fact based on their fighting record. It's not unfair to say that that 99% of Aaron's gym is a bunch of losers. Only because I saw the sheet with all their fighting records on it. And they're all like 0-0 whatever. So literally, it's a bunch of losers at this gym. An insult. It's just an actual fact based upon fight record. They are a gaggle of fucking losers. That's what they are.
The only thing fat about Lady KB is them bazongas. Awooga.
Awooga! All right. There's only one way to do this, right? The toe. This is yesterday, and I have not seen this.
To the Steel Toe Morning Show, the last official YouTube episode of the week. Well,
everything's a theme. It's the last official YouTube episode of the week. What's going on?
Welcome. I tell you, between the last two evening shows and this morning show, I will admit, it's been a long time since I've just sat down here going, I'm so excited to start the show. Clippers, start your engines. We've got some gold for you today as the cope over not canceling the toe continues. They even...
All of this is about him losing the cornerstone of his personality. That he's not a boxing coach. Again, the guy who runs the gym, his words, Aaron is not, and it was capitalized, not a coach at this time. And then the next email, Aaron's never been asked to be a coach. That's a devastating, and Aaron knows it, that's a devastating blow of a sentence. Aaron's never been asked to be a coach, and he was asked to turn over his keys to the gym.
And I don't want to make fun of Cam a lot because I don't know if he's really Southern or has Down syndrome. And I don't.
No, I don't know who Camelot is, but I'd imagine it's a Clipper or a YouTuber that makes fun of Aaron. Just based on how Aaron's talking about him. He must be retarded, right? He's got Down syndrome because he doesn't like the toe, right? I'd be willing to bet there's a clip somewhere of Aaron liking Camelot and thinking Camelot was cool. And then Camelot rejected Aaron. And now Aaron thinks he's retarded. Now, again, I have no clue who Camelot is, but I'd be willing to bet dollars to donut holes that's what happened.
I don't think it's fair, but whatever that line is, it should be named the Camelot line. I will give him this. He is a retarded loyal friend. Like, he's Lenny from Of Mice and Men. No matter how much crazy shit George says or how much George abuses him.
Who's George? You know, again, Aaron goes, I get into the Dabbleverse. I get into some of the drama when we run out of stories, but I don't want people to think that's what Steel Toe is. What is this? Who's George? I don't have a clue what's happening. And I follow, and I'm like a toe guy. This lets you know that, like, this is all about Aaron's feelings and what's going on in Aaron's head, because you haven't explained to your audience who these people are. Who's Camelot and who's George? Oh, you're just in your feels.
Camelot is there.
Just in your feels. Got it.
As his dependable, mentally damaged ranch hand. But we've got a great show for you today. You know, before I go to the gym tonight to my fake coaching gig that I apparently have, it is so much fun to watch the cope that comes out after the failure of cancellation.
Again, I don't know who's fucking with you, but I encourage him to keep it up just because it's producing these results. Like, I wish I could take credit for any of this. I don't know. It's Ada Police and somebody else. Movie Scrimp. I don't know what. Honey, I'm not doing anything to you. I'm not. I promise you, I'm not doing anything to you. Like, literally nothing. I don't even know what's done to you until you start complaining that it was done to you. You're fucking wrecked, dude. You're wrecked. I'm serious. This is fucking nuts. I haven't touched this idiot.
Like, take your shot at cancellation. Admit you tried to cancel a guy.
No, I think they're doing it stupid. Again, if I was trying to get you canceled, I'd contact USA Boxing, not your coach. The funniest thing that happened by contacting your gym was we found out you're not a coach. And it has wrecked you. And you can say whatever you want about it. You open every show talking about how we failed at ruining you. It's like, again, nobody, I don't know. I wouldn't be contacting your coach if I was trying to get your fight canceled and your shit taken away. And again, Moody's the smartest guy in the room, genuinely, probably. I don't know. He's not. Sometimes he's dumb. The point is, Moody's pretty smart. So if he says you're in violation of rules and ineligible to fight, I believe him. Like, if you're going to ask me where to put my chips down, I believe that Moody has autistically combed through the documentation and knows you're in violation. So if someone really wanted to get you fucked up at USA Boxing, get your fight taken away, I think they could. I think they could. I don't think they'd get that done by emailing your friend Scott at the gym. Scotty doesn't know. You got to get in touch with USA Boxing. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Nick is not a lawyer, but Aaron is a coach. Sure. Sure.
Yo, 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 ugga booga to my wig is blowing out. My wife's pink sock. From now on, refer to Stuttering John as Apocalypse because he created mutants think.
Mm. Good point.
Hey, fats, you're not a spouse to work out here on account of your girth.
You're not supposed to work out here on account of your girth. Okay. George and Lenny from Of Mice and Men fame, Big Sauce King, I guess you got, dude. No, he was, sorry, yes. He was flipping back and forth between using real names of people and then comparing them to, look, okay, fair enough. But the point is, he switches too much from real life to analogies and metaphors and pie in the sky dreaming. You know, he compares himself to Kumia, or he says stuff like, I'm like George Foreman. He could have been talking about George Foreman. That's another George he reaches into the sky and pulls the name down and applies to himself. So, yes, I did not. You're right. I did not keep up with the Of Mice and Men track. Fuck. You know, I'm like George Foreman. You are? I guess you do stand around the grill at the gas station and wait for hot dogs to come off the roller. I guess. Nava? I got to get a new prescription. You know what I've realized? I can't read. I've realized that text on the screen has now gone blurry for me, and I got to get a new prescript. So you're 45, things really start going down for you. I realize that I'm like in the, you know, like every time you look at a bracket of ages, it's like whatever to 44 and then 45 to 70 or whatever. So I'm basically 70. I'm basically 70 now as far as like drop down boxes are concerned. So yeah, I'm unable to read. And the first thing is to admit it. Thank you for becoming a member. Anyway, Jay Warren, member for 4 months. Melton, can your entrance song for fight be Ascension Millennium by Corey Feldog? I don't think that's the official name of that. Soren Scale, member for 25 months. Want to hear something terrifying? If it wasn't for the internet, Mubi could have had a long career of grifting and scamming since most Minnesotans seem dumber than he is. Probably true. Mike D, a new member. Is this the Mike D from the Beastie Boys? GB, Dad, we already did that one. Sorry. Anyway, we're caught up.
Did gay ops and then go, shucks, we missed again. Because,
mm-hmm.
You're 0-100 against me.
The day before, we were 0-12. This is Thursday morning. In case you don't remember, I was up late Thursday night doing a show almost until he came on Thursday morning, and he had told us we were 0-12. Overnight, we went from 0-12, which still was a completely made-up stat. And now we're 0-100. Now, again, interesting that he's framing everything in these terms of fight records, because he's 0-2. And we're going to find out that everything about this guy is a lie, and the things he can't conceal, he's very, very self-conscious about. What's nuts is this is a guy who he's lying about millimeters in a game of yards. We're going to find out today that, you know, he's been telling people for a month that he's 225 and he's got to get down to 215 for fight shape. Well, he had a weigh-in, and it's on record, and he's 235 as of January 8th, just a few days ago, just a week ago. He's 235. He pretends to be 10 pounds over, but he's 20 pounds over. He's 20 pounds over. He has to lie about 10 pounds. He's Jerry Seinfeld erasing the 32 on his Levi's and drawing in a 31. Why? Nobody cares. Nobody gives a fuck. But he has to lie. He has to lie. We're going to see a sheet where 20 other fighters have written down their fighting record. 0-4, 7-7, 3-2, 0-8. And under that form, Aaron Imholt wrote 2. You mean 0-2? No. Aaron wrote 2. Why? He's embarrassed. He doesn't want anybody to know he's 0-2. So what's crazy is he's a boxing coach. He's a boxing trainer. So he'd rather look stupid and inexperienced, like, oh, I didn't know what to write. I thought we were supposed to write down how many we lost. He'd rather look dumb and inexperienced than look like a loser. Like, it's mind-blowing. It's mind-blowing. I was telling people in our Discord, it'd be like if underweight I wrote yes, because I didn't want people to know what a fat fuck I was. Oh, no, I didn't know. I thought that's how it worked. Do you have weight? Yes, yes. So, like, I thought it meant, like, did you weigh yourself? Yes, yes, I have been weighed. I do have a weight. Right, right. So Aaron Imholt, not only does he lie about big things, like, I represent this gym, I'm a coach. They asked me to coach. I coach. I get paid to coach. He has said this all in the past couple days. But he's also fat shaming and challenging people on the internet to come down and fight him at this gym and saying he'll hurt them. Now, again, there should be an easy way to find out if this guy works for this gym and is a coach at this gym. It's wrecking him that we're exposing that he's not, and he can't stop announcing to the world that he is. I have to have an answer today. I really do. A boxing match against Jazz Hands. He does not see the spiral of reality he's riding. Joseph Collins, thank you very much. I agree. I agree with that. Silence Duguid, he bragged about losing a pound today, which exposes he has no idea what he's doing. Your weight fluctuates like crazy, and a pound means nothing. Yeah, like overnight, most people weigh less in the morning than they do in the night, because you're evaporating all your sweats into your mattress. Ugh. You're just dripping. And if you're like me, you wake up in a wet spot. Because you're really good at sex.
And it's like person after person after person. And it's just fail after fail after fail. We went through this email yesterday. A guy pretended to be from Fox 9. This Luke Watson, which if you're going to pretend to be from Fox 9, this is what sucks. Like, I have to help the people who try to troll and cancel this show because there's...
He already did this segment. Is he doing it again? He still has the email printed and he's going to do this segment again? Guys, remember yesterday when I owned them so hard? Let's go over again how I owned them.
So bad at it. First of all...
Also, you know, I'm glad that you printed the email for yourself, but like, why not show it to us? Does this guy ever show us anything? Guys, I had a talk with, oh my God, me and Scott were laughing and laughing. Show us.
First of all, don't use a Gmail. Try to use an official sounding email. Second of all, use a name that works for the news organization or at least is like switch a letter around, you know, make it believable.
How would that help? Why would that be good? Dude, use a name that actually works at the station or switch a letter around. Like, why would that be good? Mary Johnson works at the station, but I said I'm Marie Johnson. Why would that be better? That doesn't make any sense, that advice. Go on.
Scott printed this out and gave it to me yesterday. He's like, boy, these guys are
so now Scott's printing out stuff at the gym and going, Aaron's going to love this. I'll save this for Aaron.
Britt. I'm like, fucking tell me about
it. Or did he put it in your employee mailbox?
So Scott sends this email where he tells the truth. He goes, yeah. Aaron isn't an official USA Boxing licensed coach yet. I'm not. I've said that numerous times. I have to take my safe sport test.
No, 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 no. Nice try, Nancy. No, no, no. Soft time out. He didn't say, yeah. Aaron's not an official USA boxing coach right now. That is not what he said. We've showed the email. Again, you can keep rewriting it. And I know you sit across awkwardly from SP eating your shake and bake pork chops you made in your brand new present of an air fryer, you fucking cuck. As you both cut into the driest pork chops ever and dipped them in your mashed potatoes because it also makes for a remarkably good food lube. You fucking dunce. I picture the quiet, quiet, quiet clanking of your old silverware and forks on your Walmart plates cutting into those dry, dry cuts of shit. You know, I am a coach. I just have to get my safe sport. You know that. You know they pay me to coach. They do pay me to coach. I mean, these guys. You know I'm a coach, right? Like, she's just over there like, yeah, honey, yeah, you're a coach. You're a real coach. You're a real coach. This is not what happened. They said you're not a coach and you've never been asked to be a coach. No one said, oh, he's got to get his safe sport and then he'll be back on the coaching staff. That didn't happen. That didn't happen. Applesauce. That didn't happen. Holy shit. Holy shit. Yeah, I've said that many times. I have to get my safe sport renewed to be a coach. You haven't. You haven't. We've never heard the word safe sport until Monday. Until you were screaming about how Scott mentioned you need to update your safe sport. What's going on? You said that you didn't update your safe sport because you don't want to corner guys and fight. You are the fighter. But you haven't fought in over 2 years. And when asked about that, you go, yeah, busy coaching guys. But then we go, but you're not a coach. You go, yeah, because I got to get my safe sport. And we're like, why don't you have your safe sport? You're like, dude, I am the fighter in the ring. What's happening? What's happening? We're not dumb. Yeah, I've said that many times. I'm not a coach. I have to get my safe sport. You've never said the word safe sport in your life, bitch. You've never said the word safe sport in your life. You act like you do this all the time. Like, come on down any Thursday night where I hold court and I coach guys left and right. I spar with guys and I coach them and I the kids. You never said, not officially, of course, because I'm behind on my safe sport. You've never said that in your life. The fact that you're flailing your arms around now, I've said this many times. You haven't. You haven't. This is insane. And Scott didn't say any of this. Scott said two things. You are not a coach, and you have never been asked to coach. You have never, ever been a coach. I mean, holy shit. Holy shit. I've got so much proof you ain't a coach. I've got so much proof. As if the email from the head guy at the gym isn't enough. Holy shit. Here we go.
But so Scott sends this email where he tells the truth. He goes, yeah, Aaron isn't an official USA Boxing licensed coach yet. I'm not. I've said that numerous times. I have to take my safe sport test. I cannot go in a corner. I said this after the Foley event. I cannot go in a corner by myself and run a fight. Not allowed to, because you have to take the safe sport test. Am I a licensed USA Boxing membership non-athlete coach holder? Yep.
Okay. This has to stop. I mean, how long was that? Am I a licensed USA Boxing non-athlete coach holder? That's not a thing that exists. That's not a thing that exists. They have two memberships, athlete and non-athlete. The non-athlete is just insurance. You've said it yourself. You keep adding the word coach to it. That doesn't exist. That doesn't exist, Aaron. You know why it doesn't exist? Because that non-athlete insurance membership of USA Boxing is for anyone who's staff related to boxing. It covers janitors, door guys, people who put out chairs, set up the rings, clean the towels, empty the lockers, check people in and out, sell new memberships, sweep up the fucking parking lot. It's for non-athletes to have insurance at the gym. The word coach isn't in it. You gotta stop, baby girl. You ain't a coach. No matter how much you try to shoehorn an extra word into shit, you ain't a coach. Am I a licensed non-athlete USA Boxing card holder coach? I sure am. You're not. None of the screenshots you've showed have the word coach in them. That ain't a thing. That ain't a thing. You're the bat boy, bitch.
Holy event.
Listen to what he calls this membership.
I cannot go in a corner by myself and run a fight. Not allowed to, because you have to take the safe sport test. Am I a licensed USA Boxing membership non-athlete coach holder? Yep.
So you hold coaches? Yep. Yep. I'm not kidding you. The thing he's bragging about having, I could go get right now online during the show for $90. You literally put in your information, where you live, and you pay $90. I'm not kidding. And then I can go, am I a licensed USA Boxing non-athlete coach holder? Yep. And then you and I are the same level of coach. That's a fact. Everyone in my chat room could go buy this membership right now online and be your peer. It's basically a check mark that says, do you have a credit card? This is insane cope. This is like bragging about passing your LSATs and saying you're essentially a lawyer. Look, do I have to take my safe bar exam? Yes, I've always been clear about that. Like I can't go into a courtroom. I can't go into the defendant's corner by myself and like do a court. I can't run a court. Am I an official United States government LSAT certified got a score that's good enough to go to law school to get my, to then if I were to take the bar and get it, yep. So you tell me. So you tell me. Now, Fearless is saying, I sent you a clip. I'm going to trust that and check my email here because if Fearless has a clip for me, I'm sure it's timely. And if it's not, she will feel the fucking wrath. She will feel the wrath. Okay, I'm going to copy the link and we're going to paste it. Oh, no. Is Fearless a clipper now?
This Hack vs. Anonymous over on Reddit has a shitload of Melton stuff today, and it is all...
This is Steel Toes clip? Where, again, I lie about hiring the lawyer? I mean, what is this for? This clip is from 11:30, 2 hours, 41 minutes, 37 seconds. Hold on, does Fearless not know how to make timestamps in a video? Aaron says that in the last year he became a licensed USA boxing coach and the owner of the gym asked him to become a referee or judge. That's not what this is. This is the clip he's been talking about for a week where they finally showed him a liar about hiring a private investigator. Hold on, Fearless release that. I don't know how to do timestamps. I can't. Is that can't be real? You clip stuff and cut stuff and look at transcripts and stuff. This I'm being fucked with. You don't know how to do timestamps? I don't even believe it. I don't even believe it. I mean, I'm being trolled. There's no fucking way. There's no way. Hey, look at this video where he says you hired a PI. Is that what's happening right now? You have to help me because I think higher of you, and you've got to help me now. You've got to help. You've got to help. Because you're not retarded, right? You're not retarded. So we're talking about whether or not Aaron's a boxing coach, and you've sent me a link to a video where you're like, he says you hired a PI. That we've talked about before, by the way. So you've got to help me now. You've got to help me now understand that you're not retarded. Please. Why did we need to see this video proving I hired a PI right now? Please help. Please help me connect this. And now we just got to wait now for an answer. They'll never come. Her answer is Jesus fucking Christ. No. This is the video he's talked about for a week where I lie about hiring a PI that we addressed on the last show. I've got to know why right now this had to be. I do have to know. You should see this video where he says you hired a PI. It's a 40-minute video, by the way. You said I sent you a clip. It's a 40-minute clip. Off topic. I sent the correct link in an email. Okay, so it is the wrong link. Okay, fuck. I got apology. Not even apologies. We just had to clarify because I know you're not retarded. I don't know. I thought a lot of these women weren't retarded who have revealed themselves in the past couple weeks. It's getting rough. We're going to wish you out into the Michaela field. No, but I'm right. I was right. I said there's no way that she's this dumb. And she wasn't. She wasn't. We've all, look, emailing a wrong link is fine. I wanted to make sure I'm not crazy. I needed to make sure I'm not nuts. So, because I was about to have to put Fearless in a different bucket. I was going to have to put her in a different bucket. Oh, God. The dumb bitch bucket does need a new wing added onto it.
I've become a coach, like a licensed USA boxing coach. I'm also still, I have my athletic boxer's license as a competitor. So I'm still a licensed fighter, licensed coach. Now the owner of the gym came to me and he goes, you should read this. Do you want to be a referee or judge? And he handed it to me and I did tell him, I'm like, I can think of 400 ways to gouge out my fucking eyeballs that I'd rather do than be a boxing referee or a judge. Like, I almost got a kid hurt the other day trying to ref sparring because I kind of let them go. Like, they were kind of getting after it, and they were both kind of inexperienced.
Sure.
So when he says a kid, he means like a 20-year-old. He's not allowed to work with children. He's not a coach. I guarantee you he found a stack of brochures like how to be a referee. And he's like, yeah, the owner brought this to me. Like this is what Aaron thinks. Like after everybody went home, like the owner was turning off the lights and shutting down the gym. And he said, come here, kid. I can tell you're special. You really like this boxing stuff, don't you? And he was like, yeah, I like it. Here you go. Take this. Give it a read. I think if you work hard enough, one day, this could be you. And like Aaron lit up because he was like the chosen one at the gym. No. Don't stick up for Fearless. This is all her fault. She knows what she did. And again, I when something doesn't smell right, I call it out. And I was right. I go, she's not this stupid. And she wasn't. So again, I was calling her smart. You're the ones who didn't believe in her. That's true, though, when you back out the logic. I was like, there's no way Fearless is this dumb. I've talked to Fearless. She's not retarded. And then she wasn't. She just got yelled at like a retard and told to explain herself. And then when she explained herself, it made sense. And I go, right, because you're not retarded. Because you're not retarded. Patrick didn't have his pre-show snack. No, you emailed the wrong link. And I go, this doesn't make sense because you're not retarded. Are you? Are you retarded? And then you go, no, sir, I emailed the wrong link. Right. Team Fearless. She can fucking die. Dude. Everything talk like chow. She can die, dude. Yeah, dude.
But it was pretty good action. And one of them took one shot that had their head, you know, wobbling all over the place. And you're supposed to stop.
So he keeps conflating with having this insurance as being an official licensed coach. And again, any one of you can go buy this license right now. You can go buy it right now. Yeah, dude. You can all be a coach, dude. You can be a coach, bruh. Ugh, Fearless. She's the worst. Hit the like button. Where were we? Oh, God. Chad deleted his walk and talk that we sniped yesterday. He's yet to put it back up. It's still private. He's such a bitch. Oh, God, if there's time, huh?
Sure am. Am I paid by the gym to train and coach fighters? Yes. You know, I didn't mean to bring this up, but the Onion people had to bring out their fails and celebrate them so badly.
Hold on, he just said it. Am I paid by the gym to coach fighters? So now, literally what he's doing is like redefining what the word coach is. Oh, yeah, I'm not a coach. Well, do I do this? Do I do this? Do I do this? Well, I guess I don't know what a coach is.
Go in a corner. I said this after the Foley event. I cannot go in a corner by myself and run a fight. Not allowed to, because you have to take the safe sport test. Am I a licensed USA boxing membership non-athlete coach holder? Yep, sure am. Am I paid by the gym to train and coach fighters? Yes. You know,
am I paid by the gym to train and coach fighters? You are not. You are not. Your boss says that you have never been asked to be a coach. Hello? So literally, like, again, this should be easy to verify. I can't believe we're arguing about whether or not a guy is employed by a gym to coach. He's saying the gym pays him to coach. His boss says we've never asked him to coach. This should be easy. Who do we trust? The guy we know lies all the time and we can see making it up. He literally got done telling us he's not a coach. Am I a licensed coach? No. Am I an official coach? No. Do I get paid by the gym to coach boxers? Yes. I'm having trouble. Why is this hard? If you claim to be a cashier at Piggly Wiggly, we could verify it easier than this. This is nuts. Okay, am I official cashier? No. Because I have to take my safe change test to make sure I give change safely. I don't shut the register drawer on my fingies. No, but do I help people buy their orange juice? Yes. Do I get paid by the store to take money for items? Yes. Am I a cashier? No. No.
I didn't mean to bring this up, but the Onion people had to bring out their fails and celebrate them so badly. I don't mean to brag, but I get paid a whopping $25 an hour to go on Thursday nights and coach boxing. Look, I don't like to rub my success.
Pay him his money.
In other people's faces, but that $25 an hour, that once a week coaching gig, that 1 hour coaching gig, hour and a half, whatever it is, it can feed a family of four. But to watch people go, no, he's not a coach. I don't know if you get paid. I'll tell you this. I'm a licensed coach a lot more than Nick Riccate is a licensed lawyer.
Not really. See, Nick was actually once a practicing licensed lawyer, and that takes a long time to achieve. Again, all of us could reach your status as a licensed official USA boxing non-athlete coach holder, which again is not a thing. We could all get that in 15 minutes online. You've told us that. Matter of fact, you went and registered for it to take a screenshot and show us. We caught you by showing your inbox. I mean, no one's more pathetic than you. It'd literally be like people calling me fat if I went like, dude, if I'm so fat, how come I've been working so hard at Weight Watchers? And then I like sign up for Weight Watchers and take a picture of my inbox where the most recent email says, welcome to Weight Watchers. And I'm like, see, I done been doing Weight Watchers. And you're like, did you just sign up for that 5 minutes ago? Shut up.
And I know.
And by the way, do you still eat whatever you want and not go to meetings? Shut up.
Oh, look, Onions, I know you're going to be unhappy about this. I
we
know
are.
I'm supposed to.
We are. We're so unhappy that you got exposed as not being the thing you've hinged so much of your priorities on. Dude, I coach boxing. I hold court. I go down. I teach the kids what's up. You don't. You don't. You go down and annoy men who are trying to work out. That's what you do. You walk around like, you guys need any help? Oh, you're holding that wrong. Oh, you want me to spot you?
Break down and cry. But you guys are too easy. Again, I should be coaching you on how to do this.
Right.
So I was watching Keanu just before this. Mm. Just before I came on, I was watching Keanu's show because Keanu texted me. In fact, I wonder if Keanu would come on the show because I didn't have time to grab clips of
She
this.
Will. She will. I wonder if Keanu will come on. Yeah, all your simps will come on. Anybody who wants clout or is using you because you're a dope will come on. Jesse P.S., Will Heron, Keanu, et al.
Keanu was telling me about it. Should I create a link and send her a link? I don't know. We'll see.
Should I create a link and send her a link? Let's put up a poll.
Anyway.
Can this guy make any decisions about his own program on his own? Him and Chad have no fucking confidence. Chad puts up a poll every day. What should I talk about today? Guys, what should we talk about? What should we do on the Mud Shark Army? We don't care. We're not, Chad, we're not watching for the content, you fuck. We don't put whatever you want. Put whatever you want up and go, this is not good. This guy sucks. And I put the Michael Scott meme up there. You'll never unsee it again. This is what Chad does to everything. Like, he watches stuff, he goes, you know? It's either Michael Scott or it's what's his name from Parks and Rec before he blew up into a movie star? Chris, what's his name? But you know what I mean? Like, it's that character that just, like, everything that happens are just like, because they don't have anything to say. They have nothing to say. So just constantly like, or Chris Pratt. Yeah, that one. It's like, you'll never unsee it because it's, like, Chad does that 9 times a show. Oh, it's like, okay. You got anything?
But people are saying in the chat, fuck Kiki. Yeah, someone says in the chat, Scott said you're not a coach. No, this is the problem. People who don't know how this shit works take shit out of context.
Like, see, everyone's hitting him with the wrong insult. Scott not only said you're not a coach, Scott said you've never been a coach or been asked to be a coach. No one wants you to be a coach. I'm starting to doubt he ever is like, he's urging you to get your safe sport thing. I think you want to get it so that you can say you're a coach.
The only time I'm allowed in the corner is in the bedroom. They still won't let me coach, though. I just have to sit there and watch while Nick beats the pussy up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Coach Cuck. Coach Cuck reporting for duty. Where's my chair? Right? Right. Right. I'm starting to doubt all of it.
I do. I showed it on the show. Like, you can't retake. This is the problem. People who don't know how this shit works take shit out of context. Like,
yeah, he said, I'm not a coach and I've never been asked to be a coach. That's code for he is our coach. That's code for he's a coach. Right.
I do. I showed it on the show. Like, you can't refute that. You'd have
We can. You have showed nothing that says the word coach on it. Lying liar who lies. I'm telling you when you're lying. You're lying. You're lying. A non-athlete membership to USA Boxing is insurance. You said it yourself. It doesn't say coach anywhere on anything you possess. You don't have a shirt that says coach. You don't have an ID that says coach. You don't have a pay stub that says coach. You don't have a membership to USA Boxing that says coach. I can refute it. I'm refuting it. We've taken a look at everything you've submitted, and it says non-athlete. I can refute it. Here goes. You're not a coach. You can't produce anything that says so or anyone who says so. Who do you coach? The kids. Aaron is not allowed around near children. Got it. You're not a fucking coach. It's been refuted. It's been refuted. Holy shit. And by the way, tell me you care without telling me you care. This is the third show you've gone on and on and on saying, no, you're a secret coach that your boss can't talk about. He knows what he's saying. He has to say he's never been a coach because I need to take a test. Right, right. That's what he said. We're looking forward to onboarding Aaron as our latest coach on our staff, but he's still working it out with the test. Right. That's what he said.
Have to be coping to refute that. I showed my non-athlete coaches USA.
No. Stop putting the word coach in it. Yes, that's the same membership coaches have to get. You are not a coach. It doesn't say coach. Stop. I'm refuting it. You're a liar. Show it again. Show your non-athlete coaches. It doesn't exist. What world are you in that it's so important to you to keep shoehorning this word into what you are, bitch? You're a desperate old loser who hangs out at the gym and gives people unsolicited advice because your wife's gone. You might as well be walking around with a picture of April going, have you seen this girl? It's fucking pathetic. It's pathetic.
A boxing membership. What Scott meant was...
Yes, he said, I've never been a coach and I've never been asked to be a coach. What he meant was...
He hasn't taken the safe sport yet.
Right. I have a driver's license. No, you don't. Dude, yeah, I have to take the test. But I do, like, I have the money to, like, get my license after I take the test. Yeah, so you don't have a license. What they mean down at the DMV is that, like, you're good to go. You are a licensed driver. You just need to come in, take the test, and get the license. Right.
Which Scott gets on me about constantly.
I know. Scott probably calls you all day long. We need our best coach, buddy. When are you going to get that safe sport test done? Right? That's why we've never, ever, ever heard that word until this week. And why you're now desperate to get it done. It's not to save face and to try to get a job as a coach. You've never, ever, ever said the word safe sport. We just watched a video where you're bragging next to April about being a coach. Safe sport didn't come out of your tits. You didn't go, I got my USA Boxing coach license. I took my safe sport. You didn't mention safe sport. You only talk nonstop about shit you don't have. Like your safe sport test or your coaching job. You fake fuck. You're not a coach. Grow up.
But I don't go to live. I go to live events to fight.
You don't. Why are you bringing up 2022? I mean, Jesus Christ. I did a comedy special in 2022. That's like me saying, dude, when I go to comedy clubs, it's to do sets. It ain't. It ain't. I don't do that no more. I don't walk around with a card going like, I am a comic. I'm just not up to date on my vaccines. What are you talking about?
I don't go to live events to coach, so I never saw it as like an immediate thing I needed. I get paid to train fighters. I get paid to coach fighters.
I get paid to coach fighters. Freudian.
That's enough for me. But
I get paid to coach. I'm a coach. That's enough for me. I don't need to like be a coach.
Out constantly. But I don't go to live. I go to live events to fight. I don't go to live events to coach. So I never saw it as like an immediate thing I needed. I get paid to train fighters. I get paid to coach fighters. That's enough for me. But I don't know. Couple, if he pressures me a couple more times, maybe I'll grab the safe sport.
So on Wednesday's show, he said, I'm getting it. All right, I'm getting it. Now he's like, if he asks a couple more times, I might go with him to the prom. We got to see how desperate he is.
So they failed there. Then they had to go and
pretend. Yes, we failed at proving you're not a coach. We failed. You're right. Everyone in the world thinks you're a coach now. That's what's going on. Everyone thinks Aaron's a coach now.
And that they were from Fox 9. They had to harass poor Scott and pretend that they were going to do an expose on his gym, which the elaborate nature of Patrick's lies, we've gone over that before, but the elaborate nature of like Nick and the Onion people's lies, like what they have to convince themselves of to try and get Aaron, like it's troubling. Like it's mental illness. It really is. But everything in that email is stuff I've said before. I get paid to coach at the gym.
Totally.
I have USA Boxing membership for both.
Right.
Both of those things confirmed. I don't know what to tell you guys.
Okay. Let's go back and just hear what he claims again here.
Like,
By the way, a new tell for a lie. And we noticed this a long time ago. I don't know what to tell you, man. That's a tell for an Aaron Imholt lie if you ever want to know. He does this with number. He goes like, "Dude, we have higher numbers than we've ever had before. I don't know what to tell you." "Look, dude, we get more views than Melton gets all day long. I don't know what to tell you." When he says, "I don't know what to tell you," he's lying. Every time. Same way when he says, like, they got mad. His enemy gets mad, and they get mad at me, and then they see he's lying. Those are two 100% definite ways to tell he's lying. When he goes, "I don't know what to tell you." Yeah, you don't know what to tell us because you don't know how to tell us you suck. Whenever you don't know what to tell us, we know it's because you don't want to say the truth. That's a tell all day long.
Nature of Patrick's lies, we've gone over that before. But the elaborate nature of like Nick and the Onion people's lies, like what they have to convince themselves of to try and get Aaron.
We didn't even know. Nobody was going after you. Nobody thought you weren't a coach. You talk about it so much. So now we found out you're not a coach inadvertently because your boss can't stop telling us you've never been a coach and never been asked to be a coach. And now watching you spiral about this every day, and it's just top subject. So, you know, it's just front of the mind.
Like, it's troubling. Like, it's mental illness. It really is. But everything in that email is stuff I've said before. I get paid to coach at the gym.
Nope, that is not in the email at all. He says, "Aaron's not a coach and Aaron's never been asked to be a coach." And now Aaron's saying that in the email it says he gets paid to coach at the gym. Do you hear what's happening? I'm not kidding you. Aaron has talked himself into thinking that email says he gets paid to coach at the gym. The only thing the email says from his boss is Aaron's not a coach and he's never been asked to be a coach. And now Aaron just said, everything that email is what I've been saying. I get paid to coach. What's happening? What's happening? I mean, right there is Steele Toe in a nutshell. It's in the email. Like I said, I get paid to coach. All he says is Aaron's not a coach and Aaron doesn't coach here. And Aaron's never been asked to coach here. Holy shit. Now the email confirms Aaron's a paid coach. Holy shit. Rarely do we see it like this, but like,
I have USA Boxing membership for both. Both of those things confirmed. I don't know what to tell you guys.
Who confirmed that you get paid to coach? The guy who said you don't? Who confirmed it? You're the only one saying you get paid to coach. The other guy says you don't coach and you're not a coach. How's it confirmed? Holy shit.
I know that the goal was to get me kicked out and they...
Hey, Baumer, just because you weren't here yesterday, Baumer's in the chat going, put up the email. We did that yesterday, faggot. We did that yesterday. Anyone who wants it can go pull it up.
If you look at the fight roster, his protege is Jeb.
Baumer.
This is the guy who beats him up during sparring. His record is also 0-2.
Another win for the toe.
I, too, win the toe.
Look, Nickelodeon gave me a small apartment and a 2-1 record against Toilet Tacos.
Toilet Tacos are my slam piece dinner.
Fucking Baumer. This is like the epitome of retarded. You heard me. Beat it, Baumer. Here he goes. Hey, no, I was just trying to tell you. No, I got to call in. I just wanted you to know. Hello?
Yeah, no, fucking done. I don't start that bullshit. I was here yesterday. I meant put it up so this lying scumbag in Minnesota, you got to put it up side by side. Oh, Scott said I'm a paid coach. No, he didn't. Put the email up. He said you were never fucking asked.
Oh, yeah, we did it yesterday. Sorry, we did it yesterday.
I know, but every time he says it, it should be right next to his fucking face. I'm so tired of this guy.
You're not going to believe this, but I deleted it because it doesn't really matter a lot to my life.
Oh, God damn it, Patrick.
Fucking Baumert. No, I'm just saying. No, I just want, like, fuck. I'm just saying, like, you got to know.
Scotty took me to the potty, said I was naughty, and shot me his rope.
Jesus Christ. Maybe he's eating Scotty's ropes. Joseph Collins, Aaron and Stuttering John should box over the Hold My Beer heavyweight title.
Look, I know the CEO of Piggly Wiggly said I wasn't CFO and just a cashier, but he knows what he's saying. Am I a cashier? Yes. But a CFO handles the money for an organization, and I handle the money at the Piggly Wiggly every Thursday, and I get paid for it, which means I'm an employee who gets paid to handle money. Therefore, CFO...
You can't argue a Moody with his logic, you know. Connor says, so Aaron is saying he represents his gym without completing the safe sport training. He's putting the gym in wild trouble by saying this. We're going to get to the bottom of it today. We got to know what's happening. Who's responsible? Eddie Valentino. Okay, Aaron seriously needs to be locked up in a psych ward. His mind is mush. Agreed. Just Jewel with $50. He's telling the story for Scott, who already told a different story in the emails. Whose other stories did Aaron tell? How much are those stories to be believed? Yes, this is just a general rule of thumb for Aaron M. Holt. That you shouldn't believe anything he says. He builds his own reality. Anonymous, I forgot Keanu was still alive. That's some bottom-of-the-barrel friends he is trying to reach. Will Heron would wash his balls better than Keanu. I have to believe Will Heron knows what he's...
In December 2023, my marriage license needed renewed. I failed that test. Then I realized April stunk, and it turned out to be another win for the tow. Your eyes, car. Enter Joe.
MGD, was Aaron knowingly lying about being a coach, or did he just find out? He's beyond coping. Boy is shell-shocked. Cognitive dissonance is a bitch. Yeah, I mean, look, he's not. He's definitely knowingly lying because now he does know he's not a coach, and he's still he's trying to bend what the word coach means. Again, like, having your teaching certificate doesn't make you a teacher. It means you can be a teacher. It doesn't mean a school will hire you. Having insurance to be a coach doesn't make you a coach.
I am a licensed pro boxing super ultra cup arm coach holder.
Arm coach.
I'm here to chew bubble gum and lick come off my wife's back, and I'm all out of bubble gum.
Oh, he's licking it out of her back from her crack?
It's just such a weird dichotomy on how Aaron has a pathological need to be a coach leading figure, yet
right,
he's a documented actual cuck.
Right. Take that for what you mean it for.
And again, like the allegations of spousal abuse, like there's a lot of things at play here that are...
Could Scott be trying to cover his ass because somebody wasn't up to date on their certification cards? Eat spam and have a good weekend.
Yes, yes. It could be that. It could be that. Maybe Scott and Mooby are laughing in a corner about how dumb we are, and he does coach there and get paid to coach. We're going to find out. We're going to find out. Because, again, if he's being paid to be a coach there and he's harassing fat people and threatening people online to come down and fight, it ain't a good look. And people should know that it's not a safe space. Hello? Hello? All right. Thank you for calling in and wasting everyone's fucking time. Okay.
Boxing coach, Menard's dad, radio professional, pure talent, master of the universe. Yep, that's me, boss. Now be snappy and write me that speeding ticket so I can go watch my wife get plowed.
Jesus Christ. I'm late for a Spicer meeting.
This has been the best fucking week of Steel Toe since my wife left. When will I stop winning?
It is. First the Vikings, now this. Everything's coming up toe. Leave Baumert alone. Justice for Doom, KB, and Baumert. These guys are like all losers. What are you talking about? These are like the biggest losers in our chat. HM, Big Sauce, can I get a making feel for reminding everyone a few months back how much you love the nickname Big Sauce from that? Can I get a making feel for reminding everyone a few months back how much you loved the nickname Big Sauce from that forgotten clip? I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not sure what you mean. Hello? Okay, your stuff doesn't work. Stop calling in, please, okay? You've got to stop calling in. Let it go. It's not that important. Please don't call in again, okay? You're not good at that. Just Joel gifting 10 memberships. Wow. What do we do to deserve this? Not cupcakes. I'm gonna put Not Cupcakes down. That's going to be a big to-do if I don't get him in the thing. And who's today's EP? We didn't even do it, did we? Today's EP is Spector. And by the way, isn't he spelling it S-P-E-C-T-O-R? Do I have that wrong? Are we going to have to make a new one? But did it used to be R-E? I don't even know. I don't even know. He's going to kill me when he finds out. Spector, thank you very much for your ongoing support with the program. We couldn't do it without you. Cyberganic, why is boxing such a big deal to Aaron? If he actually cared about that, he would have more than two matches, losses at age 38. See you at Hackamania. Yeah, not only that, he tried wrestling before boxing, and that didn't work out either. So it's pretty much shit across the board. That's a fact. Hello, Fat Onion Man. Love you, long time in AC. Says, fucker Arter. Fucker Arter. Get it? Get it? Drive-by with 10 memberships. Putting you down on our cool club. Drive-by. I think you already are. And then James Baumer trying to make up for his awful fucking call.
Notice me, senpai. Notice me.
Of course that's allowed, I guess. Jesus Christ. Fucking Baumer. It's always the same story with this guy, right? Hello? Hello? All right. Well, no more phones today. It's three in a row of idiots. So thank you very much. We've cutting them off. Mikey, member for 16 months. Thank you for the shows. Breakfast soda. You're welcome. Bang, you died, member for 15 months. Aaron's like that kid in elementary school that always bragged about being a black belt. Then one day you find out he never learned karate at all. Yes. Yes. Aaron's hands are now registered weapons with USA Boxing. He's actually not allowed to coach because he's too deadly. It's too much.
YOLO!
Clifford, is it? Clifford, member for 10, giving away 10 memberships. Thank you very much. Reverend Bob Levy quotes, member for 3 months. What are the 2025? When are 2025 the steel? What? When are 2025 the steel toe beaters coming? I don't know what's happening.
Don't call it a comeback. I've been here for years. I'm rocking my peers, putting suckers in fear, making the tears rain down like a monsoon. Listen to the bass go boom, explosions. I worked out this pretty sweet deal with Scott where he gets to cuck me with SP and I get my own coach t-shirt, but I'm not allowed to wear it at the gym. Another win for the toe.
Hello.
Hey, Patrick's Roger.
Hi, Roger.
So, I offered you that radio thing, and I know you said March, but I don't know if you wanted to talk about it on the air.
I do.
I don't know. It seems like a good time. I was kind of waiting for my aunt, but then...
Why does it seem like a good time right now? What?
Well, just all the other people that were calling in and not able to talk.
Yeah, but this deserves its own segment. We're in the middle of something else. Why would a totally new thing be good right now?
You're totally right. Okay, you've got me. My timing's completely always off.
I know you said this would be good in March because there's a lot going on, but I thought it'd be a good time now. It's not.
Yeah, okay, you got me there. You're absolutely right, Patrick, as always.
No, we should talk about it, though. You work for an FM radio station. You've talked to your program director about Steel Toe. They know what's going on.
It's not even – we're a nonprofit, low-power FM. We're technically in a larger market than St. Cloud. I looked it up. We're like in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
It's like PBS. It's people are volunteering their time. But on a technicality, it is in a bigger market than Aaron ever was.
And technically, Aaron has volunteered his time. He said he would do it for free. So I'm not doing anything Aaron wouldn't do.
And we are a nonprofit, so anytime you do donate, you could write off as a loss to you.
Right, and Aaron's nonprofit. So it's perfect. Yeah, so I'm going to come out. Where is this? Bakersfield? Great. Nobody call me anymore. Don't call. I thought it'd be good since everybody else can't get the calls right. And then he just drops in the middle of the call. Fuck me in my ass. Hit the like button. Holy shit. The ghost of Mr. P. That zit on your cheek is winking at us. Pop it. There's no zit to pop on my cheek. How dare you, sir? How dare you? Mean as if I have giant whiteheads ready for the pussening. I won't be talked to like this, Mr. P.
Even said on Discord, we're gonna get his membership taken away. Gotta try something else. Gotta go to the next thing. Sorry.
Okay. We will.
Hey guys. You're what? 0-12, I think we counted.
You said 0-100 earlier. Are you back down to earth now? You're out of your feelings about it.
Last night against the toe and the Fox 9 thing, I got to say, Scott and I did have a really good laugh. Scott also told me about the email. He said,
how many times has he mentioned Scott and him having a big laugh? Oh, Scott and I laughed. Scott and I laughed and laughed. Oh, you should have seen us laughing at you, me and Scott. Scott and I had a cigar and laughed. Then we had a drink and laughed. Then we shared a Celsius and laughed. Then we sparred and laughed. Then he printed out an email from you and we laughed. We laughed and laughed. You, dude, if you saw how much Scott and I laughed at you, my friend Scott, dude, we laugh.
The guy was just saying really crazy shit, and he was, like, threatening to come after the gym, so I just sent him an email to placate him. So, I mean, he called me right after it happened. I don't know what to tell you, but...
I don't know what to tell you. Just the truth.
Excited to go in tonight, get some work in, and then... Camelot decided to try and cope about it, and he had Nick on. And Nick, this was great. Nick was almost my greatest advocate last night. Nick goes on Camelot's show, and I just caught a little bit of this from Keanu's show. Nick goes on and he says, Aaron didn't coach. Aaron just sparred with the guys, and then he gave them advice on how to do like footwork to open up for counters and stuff. Hey, dipshit. That's called coaching.
No, it's not. My dad used to do that in the backyard with his friends while the football game was on. Is he a coach? He would get the ball and he would go like, no, they should have, you got to do a spin move. They're not juking right. But no one ever thought he was Belichick.
When you work with a guy and then after you're done, you pull him aside and you go, all right, look, if you want to throw that uppercut, what you got to do, take that step to the right and pivot first, and that'll open it up from here.
Take it from me. I fought once in 2022.
That would be called coaching.
Wow.
So that was great to watch that. And then he goes, oh, I don't know. I could maybe do okay against Aaron in boxing. There's a nerve bundle in your neck, you know. Everybody's got a puncher's chance. I watched it and I was embarrassed for those two. Like what I said, and Keanu was too. Keanu was like, oh my God, this is terrible. And it wasn't even the worst, dumbest shit he said. But he and Camelot sounded like middle schoolers. Like when you know how to do this shit and then you watch other people talk about it.
I'm glad his show isn't about this and he only gets into it when he's out of stories. You wouldn't want people to think this is what Steel Toe's up to.
Just like, oh my God. Like the guys I train up would murder these two.
The guys Aaron trains up.
Like, the amount of easy we would all have to go on these guys. It's ridiculous. That's why I laugh about it. But...
does your wrist know?
They were like, there's a nerve bundle in your neck. And it's like, bitch...
they were like? I don't even know what you're talking about.
I could stand like this and just move my head, and you could never hit this nerve bundle. But like,
right, because you won't agree to a fight.
If you went to a bunch of boxers and started talking like this, they would die from embarrassment. There's a nerve bundle in your neck, you know. It's like the middle schooler who goes, if I ever fought him, I would be like, dish. And then he'd try to punch me, and I'd block it like, dish. So.
That's you literally do that at your desk all the time. You just did it. You just did that. But if you want to do an uppercut, you got to go, you come in like this. You got to, like, distract. Oh.
And then he goes, you know, Patrick Melton at 400 pounds, you know, he's dangerous. First of all, way to call him a big, morbidly obese fat fuck. Great job.
I mean, again, you're the only ones who think if you say something, it's real. No one else on earth is affected by your wishes and dreams. You wish I was 400 pounds in a mobile. I actually think he thinks if he says it enough, that's what shall be. I ain't 400 pounds and I ain't immobile. And I might see you soon. Me and Tukey are working on it and we want to come out to your February 22nd fight. So you'll get to see how mobile I am. I'll be in the crowd eating Raisinets and watching you get your ass kicked. They're going to have Raisinets, right? Or should we bring our own? Popcorns? So just, I mean, keep saying it. He's 400 pounds and can't move, Aaron. He He's 400 pounds and can't move. He can't fit on a plane. He can't come out here. He can't get you. Yeah, 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 man. Yeah, 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 yeah. We'll see.
And then second of all, if you're 400 pounds and you get in a boxing ring, the only thing you're in danger of is, it, like Scott said, that guy would die of cardiac arrest. So, again, I still haven't seen anyone who got him.
So, again, I guess if you're overweight, I guess the gym hates fat people. Scott says if you're fat, you can't get in his ring because you'll die. This is going to help. This is going to help. I feel attacked. If I find out this is true, their Facebook page, their Yelp page, all the review, TripAdvisor. If you think this shitty little gym has bad reviews now, just wait. Just wait. I feel fucking attacked. And I don't usually, you know, again, would I ever go leave false reviews on a gym? No. But a gym I'm not even thinking about going to is harassing me online, telling me I'll die if I try to work out. Hello? I'm gonna wreck your gym. I'm gonna wreck your fucking gym.
Membership. I haven't seen anyone who sent me any kind of information that they do.
Aaron, you haven't asked for anything. You can't rely on shows. Email me if you want something. You fucking fake fucking pussy. I can't fight these guys anyway, but they haven't sent me their safe standing in the Super Sport USA boxing of the
anything. So I keep crying, boys. Keep crying. And Camelot's just eating it up. And I feel bad for him because he has to make himself look so retarded just to let Nick get his stuff out. I do want to congratulate the two of them. Guys, I don't know if you saw. Thank you to Real Malcolm X for getting a shot of this on Twitter. I do want to congratulate Camelot and Nick Riccata. Check this out, guys. They're pregnant and they're having a baby. Oh, my God. This is fantastic. So Nick is pointing to the spot in his stomach where he just felt the baby kick. And Camelot was so happy because Camelot thought he was sterile. And then he was so happy that his seed took. And then Nick got this tattoo right there to commemorate where Camelot's implantation took effect. And they officially became parents together. I think.
We write fan fiction.
I think it's wonderful. That's the only thing that can explain that belly. And I don't mean to be too mean because pregnancy, there's hormones, you get emotional, it happens. But this pregnancy, it's time for a new pair of pants because you see the muffin top coming out over here. Your belly button is not supposed to be that high up. His pants are down this low because he's getting fat and he's growing out of the pants. He shouldn't be ashamed of that. There's nothing wrong with maternity clothing. You're pregnant. You're carrying life. There's nothing wrong with that. Just lean in. Embrace it. Moo-moos, sweatpants, the whole thing. So I just want to say congratulations to Camelot. Congratulations to Nick. Might want to take care of those sores on your stomach. I don't know what that's all about, but, you know, cocoa butter will take care of that. I hope Nick's remember. Hey, he traded out cocaine and ketamine tablets for prenatal vitamins.
Same as Chad. Oh, he's taking prenatal vitamins. Oh.
He felt him kick right there. The miracle of life. You know, liberals were right. Men can have babies. And I just think that's swell. I'm here to bury the hatchet. Let bygones be bygones. I mean, for goodness sake, at 44, 45 years old to become pregnant. I mean, Nick is high risk. So he is going to have to go to like the, what do they call that? The, what's that portion of the maternity ward? The geriatric maternity ward.
Uh, I mean, this guy is so hurt. This guy is so fucking wrecked.
Because he is an older at-risk pregnancy. But that is fantastic that he and Camelot are expecting. That's wonderful. So I guess no body shots.
He's one of those, again, like, he thinks of a bit and he has to beat it to death. Like, this bit's been over for 10 minutes, but he's still... So they're pregnant, and he's pregnant, and I think that's great that they're pregnant, and he's with baby, and they're going to be having that baby, and you have babies in hospitals, and that's great. So I think that's great that they're pregnant, and Nick's pregnant with his baby, and they're pregnant.
I'll be very careful not to hurt. What are you guys going to name him? Like, isn't Camelot one of those wannabe gearheads? You could name it Piston. After how Camelot impregnated you, just, you know, over and over, and he's ramrodding it. Car Ramrod, there's another one. Look, there's plenty of time to think about this stuff. It was an embarrassing interview, though. I saw that Nick said, nah, drugs are cool, bro. If they weren't illegal, I'd totally do them.
People do them because they are illegal. Drugs are cool. You're fucking gay, dude. Drugs are cool. They'll fucking kill you. You shouldn't have them around children. But drugs are cool, dude. Drugs are fucking cool. You're gay. Drugs rule. Drugs fucking rule.
Bro, them being illegal never stopped you from doing them.
Right.
Before. Let's stop pretending that it's the illegal.
Right. The only thing that stopped him was a nerd who didn't think drugs were cool and went and told. That's what stopped him. Again, we're acting like one of his kids, like, passed out after doing too much and almost died and had to have her stomach pumped. No, no.
It's the getting caught part. But he said, no, drugs are still great. As a libertarian, by the way, if you're over 40 and you're saying as a libertarian, just wear a shirt that says douche on it. So he goes, as a libertarian, I think drugs should be legal.
Hold on, I thought you liked politics. I thought you did a political show. So if he has a political leaning or opinion, he's gay. If you have a political leaning or opinion, it's a show? Got it.
Well, he's got this weird effeminate voice now.
Of course he does. We all do.
But he said, as a libertarian, cocaine should be legal. Cocaine should be really? Remember, this is a guy who still has...
Yes, Nick sounds like he snorts gay guys and they're stuck in his nose. That's what Nick sounds like. And I don't know why. Yes, yes. He sounds gay. Again, everyone's like acting like gay. I mean, so people on Jesse P.S. is like, I don't know. To be fair, I don't know what anything about Dick Masterson or what's going on. But like, if the only thing you have on a guy is he's gay, you know, or as graphic as it is, he sucked another guy's dick. I don't know what a Juju the cow is. Both Carl and Dick Masterson seem to like to dress up as cows. I don't know what it is, but I'll think about the worst thing I can imagine. They dress up as cows, they meet guys at rest areas, and they suck them off in glory holes while they're in cow costumes. Is that what Carl and Dick Masterson do? So? Is it funny? Yes. Do they want video of it out? No. Am I mad if a guy sucks a dick in a cow costume? It's none of my business, really. It's none of my business. The thing you're all, I thought we don't kink shame, you know? Who cares if it takes a cow costume and a penis to make a guy come? That's what you have? That's what you have on him. What makes him come is weird. Okay. I guess we'll leave it to you. Tell me what's normal. Tell me what I'm supposed to come to. Fuck, this, all these low IQ idiots, this gay thing is like, again, am I gay? No. Am I interested in it? Not much. Unless Mr. Wright comes along. But do I think it's like a super big own to like, ha ha, you're gay? It's like, okay, I can't. There's so much more real shit. There's so much more real shit to make fun of these guys for. Who scoops it in whose mouth is not a concern of mine.
I have children. I don't think someone should be allowed to have children and say, cocaine is cool. I'd still be doing it now if it were legal.
Why? As long as they're not doing it around their kids, as long as they're not neglecting their kids, as long as it's not out where kids can get it. You know, same rules for bleach. There's plenty of parents smoke weed around their kid. Who cares? You know, this. By the way, when you were doing drugs around your kid and when April was bringing drugs around your kid, it was fine. You thought you were cool. You thought you were fucking cool when this was going on. Don't lie. You know when you became uncool? The minute you told and got out of it. So it was cool. You're a liar if you're saying it wasn't cool. You just realize that you're incongruous with cool. You realize that cool ain't your scene, right?
What? Tell me you haven't learned anything without telling me you haven't learned anything.
Yeah, he learned not to let you in his house and show you where his stash is. He learned to not let you over at his house. He learned to not invite you to his drug parties. I'm hoping I can get the spot.
So we got the pregnancy. People, when they quit drugs and alcohol, though, maybe he has officially quit because they do get fat. When you quit coke and you quit booze, you get really obese.
Well, yeah, is that what's happening to you? Is that what's happening to you, Dangle Tits?
And he's already muffin topping. The pants are way down. His gut's getting too big. The pants have to go lower or they won't stay on.
Tell me about it.
And that's going to be rough for him because he like hates fat people, like fat women especially. And now that he's a pregnant lady and he's getting fat, there's going to be even more self-hatred than he has now. So let's take stock of this whole thing. We've got Aaron is a confirmed USA Boxing boxer. Aaron is a confirmed USA Boxing coach. Aaron gets paid to coach at the gym. And Nick said, Aaron doesn't coach boxing. Aaron just spars with guys and then pulls them aside and gives them really good advice on footwork and how to counter.
So you see how important this reputation is to him. If it were ever proven that he's not a coach, it would wreck him. He's a coach. He doesn't care what his boss says. He doesn't care whether he's taken the right certifications. He's a coach. He gets paid to coach.
Oh, and remember, there's a puncher's chance and there's a nerve bundle in the neck. Jesus fucking Christ.
Aaron's the only one who thinks he can only get beat up if he steps in the ring with somebody. Aaron can't fathom a street fight. and every time he gets in any altercation anywhere, he backs down or submits. I got another clip from Fearless. And this should be a dandy, right? This will be good. Aaron's first fight,
they gave me a medal, and I'm like, I got jacked in the nose, and my nose exploded, and the fight had to be stopped for blood.
I remember that.
And like, you're giving me a medal? I should have got you got fucked in the ass, you got robbed and screwed medal for the second fight, but, oh man, yesterday, the way I was going yesterday, April, I know I said that I'm done, because, you know, you don't want to get hit in the head and shit like that. The way I was going yesterday, I was like, fuck, I could beat anybody today. Oh, man, could be all of them.
This is March 2023. He had decided he was done fighting. He decided he was done because he got his bell rung twice in two less than 1 minute fights. And he was worried he's going to get a concussion. He's worried he's going to get Schaub syndrome. But now.
Bring them all. It was just two rounds apiece. There were four fighters, and it was just two rounds. Next, two rounds. Next, two rounds. After eight rounds, I'm like, you know what? I could go a couple more. Felt good. Nah, I can't. I don't think.
I don't think I'll tell you why I can't take another fight.
Okay,
one,
let's hear it.
I'm training a guy and he's getting very, very good. And I can't wait till he can whoop me.
That is true.
Once he can whoop me, I'm going to be really excited. And number two,
hit me.
I cannot fucking sit there all goddamn day for those fights.
It is obnoxious.
I can't sit there for 6 hours.
Since you're a heavyweight, you don't go until the end either.
Yeah, heavyweights
go. It's fucking
awful. It's terrible.
No,
I'm excited.
Shit.
I'm excited for young Elias to start beating the shit out of his teacher one of these days.
That'd be fun.
Good.
Yeah, I do remember your first fight when they handed you that fucking medal. You handed it to me, and it's covered in blood. It's got your blood on it because you're bleeding.
Flowing from my
nose. You handed it to me, and you're like, fucking go throw this in the garbage. It's stupid.
Exactly. His first fight, he was dripping with blood. I didn't know this. His first fight, he got beat the shit out of so bad he was dripping blood. His second fight lasted 50 seconds, and he got his ass kicked by an 18-year-old boy, TKO. And he has the nerve to walk around acting like a trainer.
He's sitting in a drawer upstairs. But he's like, this is stupid.
I deserved a sorry we got the scoring wrong for the second one. But
you are very mean to yourself after losses. I will say that.
Well, it was frustrating because my plan is always get through the first round, download data about the guy, and then counter.
Yeah.
And when I got popped in the nose and the blood started leaking, I'm like,
there's not going to be another round. I might just die now.
It was like, it's only a matter of time. Like, they're not going to let me continue with blood running out of my nose.
If Melton gets in the ring, he might die. Like, if you get in the ring, you might lose. So I guess we all have things to risk.
Didn't. They stopped it.
Obviously, that's not fun for someone like me to watch. And then I'm watching you at the gym.
Aaron doesn't know what it's like to have a fight and win. So, like, why would he want to... Aaron, here's the problem. Here's why Aaron won't fight me. Because if I show up and beat his ass, and look, if I get 3 months to train, I'll get the fundamentals and the basics down. Will I be good? No. But if I show up and ring his goddamn bell, this all falls down. His whole house of cards, everything he's ever built about what a fighter he is and how much work he's put in and how good he is and how remarkably, all of it. I've shown the world all of it's a sham. His broadcasting career, his marriage, and now his coaching status. We didn't even mean to do this. We've wrecked his life. All he had was April, Steel Toe, and boxing. And now he don't have April. And Steel Toe is just a shadow of what it was. And now boxing? He hasn't been a coach this whole time. He hasn't been a coach this entire time. Hello? This is rough, dude.
3 weeks where... You were clearly told by your coaches and everyone, hey, fucking take it easy. No shots to the head. You were bleeding pretty bad.
Yeah.
I come downstairs to fill up my water.
I took a right hand to the nose.
Fucking his nose is just pouring blood. It's like, can you just take care of yourself?
Well, the coach at...
Aaron gets a nosebleed when he uses the air fryer.
Coach at the gym told me, you're not ready for your first fight. Don't take it.
And we're both like,
I should have listened to him because I'd only been back for a few months.
I will tell you this much. When we were at the event and you were going to be checked out by the doctor and I found out who your opponent was and I looked into him and knowing what I did about him, because I'd seen him before in semi-pro football. I'd seen him. Like, that's a bad guy.
That's not a fair matchup And then, you see the guy Elias got for his first fight?
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, if I would have got that guy for my first fight, I'd be undefeated right now.
I know. But I'm sitting there in line with him waiting for him to get checked out by the doctor and I'm just, like, sweating to myself. Like, do I fucking tell him to, you know, maybe wait for the next one? Or, you know, potentially ruin his mentality?
I'll say,
I don't know what to do.
After he got choked out at that wedding, we didn't go to another wedding for years. I told him, maybe you shouldn't go to any more weddings. You know, you don't want to get CTE.
Where my skills are right now, I still think about that fight. I beat the fucking brakes off that guy.
By the way, yeah, you lost and you beat the brakes off him. The second fight, the TKO fight, Aaron is this is 100% true, even though it's false. Aaron wants you to believe that USA Boxing has gone back and retroactively changed that bout and given Aaron the W. I'm not even kidding. you know, somebody, maybe fearless, will find a clip of this. This is 100%. Aaron says that kid, that young black kid that he fought, got in trouble with the law or something, beat all you ever saw, been in trouble with the law since he done won that fight. And Aaron says that because that kid got arrested and put in jail, that there was a referee scandal and they've gone back and retroactively awarded that fight to Aaron. Rikeda's in the chat saying, can confirm he does believe this. Now, that's insane. That's insane. His record doesn't reflect that. Nobody believes that. He can't go around claiming that. He still has to write down 0-2 as his fight record. But everything about this guy is like has an asterisk next to his name. Like, no, my record's 0-2, but that's only if you look at it like from an accurate standpoint. See what happened
today, unfortunately. The guy, you know, honestly,
I don't know
where I am now. I have a harder time with the second guy than I do the first guy.
Why the hell would you say that?
First guy's a lot easier because the weight. No, he fights like a fucking
idiot. I know
he
was flailing, but yeah. He's got like sheer muscle mass.
Doesn't matter.
That guy was a fucking tank.
The way I am now, he doesn't connect with any of that shit. Like, I didn't know what the fuck I was doing that first time. Now,
if you could wait out hit a first round with that first guy, whatever his name was.
We'd walk him to the ropes and we'd counter
him. If you weren't able to get through that first round with him when he's just flailing wild like that and he exhausts himself, maybe. I think so.
No, I'd win the first round. I'd win all three rounds.
I like your confidence.
The second guy is 6'7". I'm going to have trouble with his height every time I fight him.
That's just awkward.
And it would be, you know, I think I would.
And actually, it's a disadvantage for him if you think about it because, like, I can get up under there and, like, really work on his chin. Like I did to April's when it was covered in cum. Work that chin, Aaron. April's got a strong chin. You can suck on it. It's like my micropene.
Still beat him like I did the first time, but I'd lose that first round.
Even if I'm hitting with you, like, you are substantially taller than me.
Substantially.
Like, it is hard.
I'm a big fella.
It's really awkward to try to punch up at you.
Yeah, it's a style thing. And like again, I wasn't ready for that.
Only
first
like really, really finessed fighters like myself can do it.
But like last night, the way it was last night, I was like, oh, fucking, who's next? You know? let's go ahead and do this story. Anytime,
old Big Dick Imholt.
Look, anytime you're in any sport, anyone who's played a sport for any modicum of time in their life knows there are some times where you're working on yourself, you're getting better, and you just feel like a world beater. It doesn't matter. I got that way in baseball all the time with pitching. I was like, I couldn't wait to get to the middle of the order because I'm like, give me the fucking three hitter. Give me the three hitter right fucking now.
Sometimes Aaron really like grapples with whether or not he should go back to radio or pro ball. It's a real, like, dilemma, man. Because, like, you probably can't understand it as someone with, like, at most one special skill. Like, I don't know what you do. Like, you're clearly, like, a normal. So, like, wash dishes, shovel garbage, whatever you're good at and what you get paid for. You normal? But, like, Aaron, like, was, dude, he would get, like, on a world beater in baseball. He was so good. Sometimes he wonders why he gave it up for the family, you know? He could be playing, like, minor leagues or, you know, some sort of Mexican traveling baseball cartel circuit. Really, actually, if he really worked at himself, he'd probably be retiring from the majors in like a storied career, you know? Fucking April. I mean, imagine sitting here and listening to all this.
You're just so, like, you're, you have so much belief in yourself. Mm-hmm. And the only thing that beats it out of you is the three hitter turning on an inside fastball and jacking it over the fence. And then you go, all right, give me the seven hitter, please.
Dude, I used to feel that way when I was super jacked up in, like, warm-ups for my track race. Like, I was an anchor in the 4x4, which
remember
is like.
Remember high school? Dude, I used to get amped up right before a play. The curtain's about to be pulled open. The house manager's checking to make sure everybody's in place. You hear the buzz out there. You can sense when the lights come down. Oh, my God. The rumble of the low notes on the piano as the melody starts. Jesus Christ. My little dick got hard. Theater kid.
The elite race of the whole meet.
Yeah.
And that used to be like, if my warm-ups went well and I just felt fucking good that night, I would sit there waiting at my post where I'm like, oh, let's fucking go. I got this shit. You know, like, none of you can touch me.
This is before a track meet? Jesus Christ. I used to shake it off, April. Shake it off. You got this. Nobody long jumps like, hey,
Don Lemon's aide says, you got the classic boxing honey dicking. I've seen so many people get set up like that. A friend of mine got coaxed into fighting an all-American golden gopher wrestler in his first MMA fight. Yeah.
Essentially.
It was a brutal honey dicking, yeah.
This guy, I had, like I said, once I realized who it was, I knew, like, oh, fuck, I've seen him before. And his football team he'd played on only took, like, D1 college students off in the summer.
So these guys don't even know who they're fighting until they show up? Holy shit. Holy shit. I this is wild. Okay, and then I hear, from what I hear, this happened again this morning. Let's go to today's show. We heard the first 15 minutes of this show. It's all about Aaron redefining what a coach is and can be. No, Scott knows what he was saying.
Natural.
Right?
This is the dance.
Hey, everybody. Good morning.
You hear the confidence is gone from this man. Hey, everybody. He doesn't want to be there. He don't want to be there. That your hey shouldn't have two notes to it. Hey, everybody. You can hear him. It's literally listening to a man deflate. Hey. Are we doing this again? Fuck. Here's what he's saying. Fuck. Fuck, guys. We're doing it. Shit. Shit.
Hey, every...
He don't even want to be there. Hey, everybody.
Hey, everybody. Good morning. Welcome to this...
Is it? Is it, coach? Everyone start calling him coach. And watch him ban the word coach from his chat. You know, if you just start calling him coach, it'll trigger the fuck out of him. Morning, coach. All right, take it easy, coach. Ah, no goal today, coach. Hey, coach. Evening, coach. Come on, coach.
Steel Toe Morning Show. It's Rumble Friday.
Yeah, coach. Tell him, coach. Get him, coach.
I think as soon as the links start coming in, we'll split on YouTube.
Dude, you saw my non-athlete coaching coaches, coach. I have my, oh, yeah? How did I get this whistle? You're right, coach.
Usually I try to go 10-15 minutes on YouTube, give Stalin and those boys something to clip, and I do have something.
Give Stalin and them boys something to clip. Clip it, coach.
We were laughing last night at the gym. Scott.
Coaching scrimp in the morning.
End up the emails. You know, it's funny. I got the truth out of Scott.
Oh, yeah, finally? That you're not a coach? Why was he lying to you before? You finally got the truth out of Scott. This will be good.
I guess the Onions were so desperate to go after the boxing thing, they didn't tell the world that there were two emails at first, and Scott was under the impression that this person was posing to be from USA Boxing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Investigator Scrimp. Movie Scrimp. From the box. What? What? Show the fucking email. First of all, I'm not denying it happened. I didn't know the first one happened. Somebody could have done that, I guess. Where is it? Or are we in Darvo territory? I'm worried, coach. I'm starting to think you don't have a playbook. You're just calling shit. Why does he never have... Scott's been lying for 5 days, guys. Scott's been lying for 5 days. It turns out Scott got another email pretending to be from USA Boxing, but that's never come up because Scott lied to Aaron all week long. This is the first time I'm hearing this, and it's nuts. Like, what? How many times is this story going to change? No, Scott meant that I'm a coach when he said I've never been asked to be a coach. No. Scott knows. Scott was keeping it a secret that they were pretending to be from USA Boxing. We've been laughing all week about how pathetic Melton is for trying to get my boxing thing canceled. But Scott was keeping a secret from me that there were two emails. There was one he never brought up. There were two emails. Fuck. Fuck. Where is it? He didn't even print it out for you? You don't even have a pretend paper copy? You don't have anything to go like, no, I have it right here. My numbers are up. You don't even have it. There's nothing. There's nothing. Holy shit.
And that's why he said that there were two emails at first, and Scott was
right
under the impression.
On the grassy knoll. There were two shooters.
That this person was posing to be from USA Boxing. And that's why he said, no, not a licensed coach yet. Because of the safe sport. And so he's like, well, shorthand, USA Boxing people know what that means.
We all saw the email went to one person. The email went to Scott from Mooby Scrimp at Proton Mail. And 5 days later, after the email's been shown, Aaron says, no, they were pretending to be from USA Boxing. It's signed Mooby Scrimp. Mooby Scrimp at Proton. It's insane. And then Scott CC'd every one of the coaches in town about it. And Cindy Schumacher. Whoever the fuck that is. What is Aaron talking about? What is Aaron talking? No one impersonated. No one said, hi, I'm from USA Boxing. He's lost the plot. This is a whole new lie. This is nuts. Holy shit. Like, I don't even believe this.
Like, I get paid to coach at the gym. But the problem here was he thought it was from USA Boxing, so they would understand the shorthand.
Okay, so even if you follow Aaron's logic here, no, he thought they were from USA Boxing. That's why he said, no, Aaron doesn't coach here and he's never coached here. when in reality, Aaron does get paid to coach there, but he had to lie, a.k.a. use shorthand to say that Aaron doesn't coach there for legal purposes. But somehow Aaron is allowed to go on his show and say, I coach at St. Cloud Boxing. I get paid to coach. Now, legally, I can't coach. So if USA Boxing ever says, is he a coach, we have to say no. So we thought that email was from you, even under his own lie, where we were pretending to be from USA Boxing. Even under his own lie, he's got caught now not being a coach. Holy shit. He's not a coach, and B, he's admitting he lied because he thought it was the authorities. That's fucking nuts.
And so
Scott lies to USA Boxing, and Aaron lies about Scott. Got it.
That's funny because I haven't heard that part mentioned.
Me neither. It took 5 days to come up with.
The gay shit that's been going on with this. And that's the other weird thing. Everybody thinks this is gay. I think it's gay. I think it's embarrassing.
You guys should stop. This should go away. I've opened every show this week arguing about whether or not I'm a coach because it doesn't matter and it's embarrassing. Right. Right. Or is it a tent pole of your whole gig? Or is this not a cornerstone of your personality? What are you talking about? This is everything to you. What do you mean this is dumb and nobody cares? Right. Right.
If you pretend to be from USA Boxing and then Fox 9 and email a guy because you're so obsessed and you hate someone.
Every day. Do you see what he's done? Every day it compounds. The first day it was just they're pathetic trying to email Scott to get me canceled. The second day it's like, wow, they're from Fox 9 now. They're pretending to be from the news. And now it's, wow, it turns out there was another email. There was a secret email I didn't know about where they were pretending to be from USA Boxing. Why don't you read it? Why don't you show it?
So much, and then you fail at your mission. How these people in their little confined universe think that's a win?
Our mission is this. So we didn't fail. Our mission is to watch you break down over and over and deal with the reality that you're not a coach. It's like you're finding out for the first time. We're all shocked because we're finding out. You're acting like you're finding out. Why are you talking to Scott so much? Oh, because you keep calling him going like, did you say I'm not a coach? Because you know I helped those guys. Come on, say I'm a coach. Say I'm a coach. People are saying I'm going to email Scott again. Yeah, get to the bottom of this. I'd like the number, actually. I'd like the number for St. Cloud Boxing. Let's find out. Let's find out right now. What's the number? What is a fucking number?
How many gallons of milk do you figure are in those enormous things?
If only there were a way to find out. I'm tired of beating around the bush. Let's ask Scott. Let's just get a hold of Scott. I mean, it's just like, does he represent your gym or not? Do you pay him to coach or not? And if so, is it okay that he makes fun of fats like me? I'm angry about it. How do you dial? I don't even know. I don't even know how to make a call anymore, honestly. Microsoft has fucked this up. New call. Dial pad. Oof. We're going to find out. He's not going to talk to you? All right. He can say that. He has that choice. I'm the media, motherfucker. We are the media. Let's find out. Oh, shit. You just tried to call a number. You don't have any Skype credits. Oh, no. How do I fuck? I need Skype credits. Okay, I'll just call with my phone. This is going great. 320-654.
Don't talk to him, Jim.
Yeah, is Scott there?
Nope, he's going to be out for the afternoon. What can I do for you?
Yeah, hi, my name's Patrick. I'm calling from a radio show. You're live on the air. We're trying to find out if a man named Aaron Imholt is a coach there.
What are you trying to find out?
If Aaron Imholt is a coach at your gym?
Is he a member here, you're asking?
A coach.
No, that we don't have anybody here by that name.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
We don't have anyone here by that name. Got him. Confirmed.
Really has the rest of us laughing really hard. It kind of confirmed everything I thought. Because, like, even the other coaches, we all kind of gather outside the ring.
The other coaches. He ain't a coach. You're not a coach. You're not a coach. Say it with us. I'm not a coach. I'm not supposed to coach. I'm not supposed to tell people I'm a coach. I'm not a coach. I want to be a coach. I've told people I'm a coach. I lie about being a coach, but I'm not. We don't have anyone here by that name. Tall guy, balding, a little noodly. Ah, yes. Yes, Mooby, I think, is his name. Ah, we call him Coach. We call him Coach.
Before practice, we talk about what we're going to do.
I get to the all us coaches get together before practice and talk about what we're going to do. So now you know it's all fake. It's all fake. Aaron is the 12th man on the field standing outside the huddle, leaning over and listening, going like, "Uh-huh." Yeah. Yeah. All right, guys, break. Good job. And then he runs to the sideline before it starts.
Laughing really hard.
In the huddle with the other players, we laughed so hard about what Melton said. Right.
Kind of confirmed everything I thought.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, even the other coaches, we all kind of gather outside the ring before practice. We talk about what we're going to do. Usually I run the ring. Somebody else runs the smaller ring. Somebody else.
He runs the ring. He's the main coach. He actually divvies up the work. He assigns the other coaches what to do. This is fucking crazy. I talk with the other coaches. I talk with... Do ya? Do ya? I run the main ring. Right. I know you do. I know you do. That's why Scott speaks in code. If anybody asks, he's not a coach here. But we all
I'm
know.
A coach.
He's the
I'm
main.
A coach.
I'm a coach.
He's the
I'm
main a coach.
I am, in fact, not a coach, remarkably.
He's the main coach.
Really has the rest of us laughing really hard. It kind of confirmed everything I thought. Because, like, even the other coaches, we all kind of gather outside the ring.
Big gulp there.
Before practice, we talk about what we're going to do.
Mm-hmm. Let me just see here. Habsburg jaw. Me and the other coaches.
As we all kind of gather outside the ring before practice, we talk about what we're going to do. Usually I run the ring. Somebody else runs the smaller ring. Somebody else runs the, what would you call them? The floor.
Usually I run the ring because I got the most experience. Mildred, who answers the phone, she runs the second ring.
With the heavy bags and the exercises and the training and all that. And we got together beforehand, and Scott was showing everybody the emails, and he's like, can you believe these fucking people? He's like, I called our regional director, and they were like, this is insane. Like, this, and I was like, yes, I know.
Did any of this happen?
Oh. And we're all having a laugh, and one of the coaches goes, God, you know the one thing I'm jealous of? And I said, what? He goes, I wish I had this much free time. And I think that's what those people don't understand, is like, when you bring this to real people who have lives, they go, they don't look at you as like, wow, what a crusader.
So what we think is happening is that Scott and all the other people at the gym are not insane dummies. And they're yelling at Aaron, like, you got to stop. You know,
when that lady said, we don't have anybody by that name, it's because I wrote down Steel Toe as my name on the application. Another win for Coach Toe.
Yeah, they probably know me as, like, my maiden name. I don't know. What we think is going on is Aaron's getting chewed out by Scott. Aaron, we know for a fact Scott sent this email to a lot of other people. We know for a fact Scott doesn't think this was from USA Boxing. That's not what happened. We've seen the whole email. I'll tweet the whole email out so everybody can have it. We think that Aaron's getting yelled at. Like, dude, stop telling people you're a coach. Stop telling people that. You know that you're not certified to be a coach. You haven't gone through the steps that you need to be a coach, and you're not a coach. Stop saying that. And then Aaron's turned it into like this gentle ribbing between friends. You're right, Scott. Scott keeps telling me, like, you better get your safe sport now. You know you're a coach, though. You're doing great. Right, right. We think he's getting chewed out. We think he's getting told, we don't need this kind of problem. This is ridiculous. Stop making this go. Yeah, so like people outside of this world think it's ridiculous. They think it's stupid. Yeah, they're telling you to shut the fuck up about their gym. You've made it a big part of your show and your life. And you're threatening internet weirdos and telling them they need to come down any Thursday night to this gym where you coach. You're not a coach. Stop telling people that. Stop telling people you work here. Stop telling people you get paid to coach here. They don't know you at this gym, dog. They don't know you.
They look at you and they go, this person had better be 13. In fact, one person said,
let me call in Patrick.
Yeah, sure. Oh, is that you call it in, Nick? Sorry about that. Yeah.
It's okay if you're a teenager, like on break from school. It's like if you're over the age of 13, this is pretty bad. So we had a good laugh about it yesterday, and then I got fucking punched a bunch. There were only three of us heavyweights last night, and if there's heavyweights, I can kind of get some work in. Like, I got to fight.
Thank God there were heavyweights. I'm just thinking of beating up these children. Hello?
Thank you for calling Punchy Punchy Punch Boxing Gym for big boys. How can I help you?
All right, sorry. It's Nick Ricade, everybody.
Hey, what's up, man? I only have a few minutes. Look,
I think I'm the only person in this chat who has been to the gym with this loser several times.
Mm-hmm.
Several times. So I figure I have ultimate insight here. First of all, hilariously devastating. We don't have anybody here by that name. Not a single person. We've never actually, the name Aaron Imholt does not exist in our vocabulary.
He checked the payroll.
Thank you for look, I make $25 an hour, Patrick. Yeah. That's more than you make in a year.
It's like, are we doing it right, Coach?
Yeah, Coach. How's my form?
Remarkable job, guys. Hit the showers, I'll hold the camera.
What are the What are the odds that there's like a mother who like needs to go to the laundromat and do laundry one night a week. And she's like, if you'll watch my son while he's here, I'll give you $25. Like the $25 is not from the gym and it's not for training. It's like for something completely ancillary that he's like made it into like, no, I get paid to train.
I have no idea if he gets paid to train. What I do know is that this dork has talked to me about every aspect of training and boxing and this gym or whatever, and he has never once mentioned getting paid, not a single time. And I mean, I have heard the same stories over and over because he doesn't have very many, right? Like he's
right, yeah, right. He's a speak and ever. Say. He's a speak and say. He's got 20 banks. Memory banks for stories.
One thing I do want to say, like the gym seems like a legit place. It's like it's a cool gym. It's very much like it's not small, but it's very Spartan. Like it's not a bunch of bullshit. And people go in there. And Scott and the actual coaching staff, like they seem pretty cool. Like they're nice. Aaron was always trying to fit in with them.
Like they would not
all the time.
It's not a good look to have one of your coaches being like, "Don't come down here if you're fat. You'll die in the ring."
No. Like I doubt that Scott would say that. Like he might go, if Aaron says, "Oh yeah, I got this guy who's 400 pounds who wants to come in," he'd be like, "Is he okay? Like is he cleared to do heavy exercise? Like the normal things gym owner with liability might
Aaron, be concerned about." Yeah, but then Aaron would say, "Like no, he'll probably die in 45 seconds." And then Scott goes, "Huh?" And then they go, "Yeah, we were laughing about how you'll die." It's like, no, it's all you.
I can't imagine that guy. Who's like, he's this nice guy who's probably been doing this forever and owns a gym, looks at anybody and goes, "Yeah, I don't want someone to come get, you know, physically fit anyway, like at all. I don't want them to engage in fitness." It doesn't fit his character. He seems like just a genuinely nice dude who's trying to help people learn, you know, some basic boxing skills and get healthy.
Yeah,
and like His gym is really like, it's a cool place. I spent time there, and granted, a lot of it was just doing pull-ups in front of April because I was trying to like be cool or whatever.
The email is so normal. It's literally like, "Thanks for bringing this to attention. We want all the coaches to be aware, so I'm copying all the coaches on this. We'll make people aware of it, but just know he's not a coach here. He's never been asked to be a coach here, and we weren't aware with all this stuff going on with him, but thanks for bringing it to our attention. We think it needs to be known by everybody so that there's no confusion, and we hope everybody gets better." He seemed like a decent guy, and he was just... But there's no way he wasn't taking this seriously. Aaron's like, "No, we've all been laughing at you because how stupid it is." It's like, no, he probably doesn't want his gym. You are probably violating some of these things, and you running around saying you work for this gym is insane, and that's not going to bode well for them.
It's got to start making him nervous. First of all, he had a restraining order against an ex-wife that he violated, and he's convicted.
Hey, Coach, what do
that.
I do?
Get in there, Nick, and fuck my wife. When you get done, come on her stomach, and I'll pick it up like a dog drinking from a bowl.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, no. It was her chest. Wait, no. He's got to start getting nervous, this getting attention. And here he is, like this guy's like, "Oh no, I'm a coach." The guy, so I've watched Aaron in there plenty of times. He gets in the ring, he does spar with people. He's a heavy bag with legs. And he's a guy that you could take a guy like Jeb. If you looked at that that sheet with like the roster of fighters.
Yeah.
Jeb's 255, and Jeb's 255 on a skinny day. He's a big boy. Like he's not, he's just built like a fucking barrel. And you need a guy who can absorb that kind of, you know, heat. And that was Aaron. But he also sat there and sparred and got picked apart by dudes who are 150 to 180 because they're 30 times faster than him. And, you know, like that was his thing. Like, hey, Scott, you want me to get in the ring and spar with these guys? He's like, yeah, sure. Do a couple rounds. But that's the same thing you would say to anybody who's just kind of a regular at the gym. And Aaron was, I mean, kind of a regular. While he was hanging around me, he skipped gym day more than I skipped gym day, which is, no way, that's not true, but pretty damn close. He never went. In every time that I went to the gym, I never once saw this man get on a machine, do cardio, or lift a single weight, ever. Not a single time. He just got in there.
Does he work out at home? Does he have weights at home or work out at home? Or
not? Have you, like, look, this is coming from me. I'm, like, embarrassingly not muscular. The dude is a fucking pile of pudding. He has no shape. He has no athleticism. He's not strong. You know, it's like, oh, I wish I had a friend who was strong enough to help me move a couch. It's like, I'd ask April because over him every day.
I don't go to the gym, but I keep weights, like just little free weights in my living room. And like, I'll make myself get up and like do weights and do some cardio like several times a day just to like break up the sitting.
Right. But he doesn't do that. He doesn't do that ever. And when he goes to the gym, it's just to spar, and that would be fine if like he went in and, you know, he had a weight day some other time. But the only people lifting weights at that gym when I would go was April and I, and sometimes Kayla. Like that's just how it was. He would go in the ring and spar. Again, not a problem, but you're talking one day a week out of seven, and that day you don't do anything to build up your actual athleticism, and you pretend to be a coach. But just because you give advice doesn't mean it's warranted, doesn't mean it's good. I never said he gave good advice.
Well, and it keeps confusing this license, this certification, which is essentially glorified insurance that, oh yeah, I'm not a coach. How come I have my non-athlete coaches thing? It's like, it's just non-athlete. Don't add the word coach. And again, we could all go get that today for $90. And then are we coaches?
Yeah, he's shit on us for saying it takes 90 seconds to do. It's like, good job. You'd spent 90 seconds doing the thing. Maybe I'll go do it too. I can definitely get a non-athlete's license. I'm not an athlete. I'm a giant pussy.
Before you take off, quick question. Congrats on the baby. Thank you. Tattoo. Everyone thinks the tattoo is really gay. And we've we've all heard the reasons, but the Pretty Annie social girls seem to not be able to get over it. Anything you want to say to them? Can you defend the tattoo? I didn't see the clip, so I didn't hear you explaining it, but I understand that it's the state flowers of Texas and Arkansas. It represents you and Kayla. Yeah. Is this correct?
Right.
Okay. So yes.
Wait, so are you telling me that two women just cannot stop staring at my tattoo?
Yes.
Mission accomplished.
You got to give them something pretty to look at while they're down there sucking that dick.
Look, I don't know. I didn't get it for anybody other than me and Kayla. Like, I don't care if other people find it sexy or not. It's something that I've kind of been trying to figure out how to do something, a tattoo that really incorporates her onto me, because she has a tattoo with my name. And it's like, well, I should probably have something with, you know, we've been together like a few minutes.
Yeah, but smart though not getting her name.
you never want to have someone write on you, because then it'd be like Kalia or whatever.
You made a mistake. You're trying to give the women something to do while they're down there sucking your dick. You got to make it last longer. You're looking up at flowers. That's pretty, but that only lasts a couple seconds. I'm putting a passage from Wuthering Heights in 10-point Times New Roman.
I'm trying to give the men something to do.
Gross. They're going to be, I will have something to do. All right, Nick. Thank you.
Thanks, man. Talk to you later. Peace.
Yeah. And I, Carl and them are all wondering if we're doing this little piggy. I don't know if they're watching, but I'm going to do it. We're going to have a, this little piggy, but it's not that I don't want Carl on or don't want Moody on. I don't think Rocco can come, just a medical condition, but you're welcome to come. I have such low self-esteem and I'm so unprepared that I don't expect you to come. I want you to know that it's going to be low energy, low effort, this little piggy today, because mostly because I'm just catching up with Aaron. I just want to watch Aaron. I'm behind. I'm learning as I go what coaching is, what it means to me. And somebody said invite Haley. They said they could never do this little piggy because of the time. I mean, these people have been invited. They don't know. Anyway, whoever wants the link can have it. We'll send it out. But I just want Carl and Moody and those people to know that I don't expect you to do it. And as a matter of fact, Moody has more important things to be getting me today, because yesterday he thought it was important to take a day off and go out to an island or something at the beach. He's like, I'm taking a me day. And I'm like, since when, bitch? Since when? And then he's like, you don't even own the company anymore. And I was like, I'm going to fucking murder you. So, yeah, that's where we're at. Anyway, I will be sending it out. I did want to close with this today. This is what was really bink important to me. Oh, boy. By the way, are you collecting all the... this is Chad Zuma. You'll never unsee it. Don't forget to collect all the Hackamania NFTs. These are done by Doug Nelson. He made this yesterday. Check him out. And all these are, we tagged him here. You can follow him. Mr. Nelson. I think he's trying to be Niles. I don't know what he's trying to do. Anyway, he's a good artist, and he's making these caricatures. So check that out. And then we're also releasing the... people are really upset about the Kaylee one. They're like, she looks like a horse. I'm like, have you seen her in real life? Grow up, simp. All right, where are the things? Here we go. Fat cuck Aaron M. Holt caught lying about his weight. Aaron says he's a pudgy 225 pounds and needs to be 215 by February 2nd, but official records list Aaron M. Holt as 235 on January 8th. This guy lies constantly. Notice he's the only one whose fight record is a confusing 2. So this is the 22nd, Mr. Jim's, Foley, Minnesota. Don't forget, Saturday's the boxing match. Sunday, they do a meat raffle at 3 p.m. That's apropos of nothing. I don't know what this says, but always seeking for a new bar to get tri-E jobs included. I don't know what that, I have no clue what that says. The poster is so low resolution that always seething for a cow par to pot now egads, doctor. I don't know. I can't. Anyway, I don't know why that's part of the post, but Scott from the gym posted this on Facebook. The St. Cloud Boxing and Wrestling Club will have its second boxing show at Mr. Jim's in Foley, Saturday, February 22nd. Start time will be 6 p.m. Weigh-ins at 4, physicals at 5. I'd like to have 12 to 14 bouts again, just like in September. Call the gym. Call the gym. Aaron Imholt, 38 years old, 235 pounds.
What do you get when you guzzle down sweet?
And his fighting record, where everyone else wrote 0-2, Aaron wrote 2. Just 2. You might be saying, Patrick, what is this? It's this. This is the list of people fighting. And as of January 8th, is what this says. As of January 8th, 2025. All these people are 17 years old, 15 years old, 15 years old, 18, 30, 25, 23, 17, 18, 21, 27, 16. Aaron Imholt, 38, 20 and 37. There's another. Aaron's the old man. Aaron's the old man on the lineup. Also, look at all the boxers. Wait, 176, 136. Aaron, 235. 115, 174, 255. 138, 154, 177. 216, 160, 171, 139, 147. Look at the fighting records. Everyone's a loser except for one person. 7-7, 0-3, 1-3, 1-1, 0-1. 1-3, 0-3, 0-1, 2-0. We have one winner. 0-1, 0-2, 0-2, 0-2, 0-2. Aaron Imholt, 2. Just 2. Again, you look stupid. You look dumb. You see what everyone else wrote, and you just write 2. Just put 2. Just put 2. Just put down 2 for me. Everyone at this gym is a loser. This is literally a gym full of losers. Hello? Hello? And why would you go on your program and lie and say, you're 235 when you say you're 225 when you're 235. Why would you do that? And why would you go on your program and tell people you're a coach when you're not a coach? And why would you go on your fucking program every day and argue about what it means to be a coach and how Scott wrote it in code so that people would know? Right. And why would you write down 2 for your boxing record instead of the actual 0-2? I'm starting to think I'm making them feel a little bit. Mr. Panhandler says the battle where everyone loses, Minnesota versus Bakersfield. Oh, yes, the return.
Dick is a poop head. Get it. Ha 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 ha.
The return to radio should be great. Relax Pro. Is that a drug? To be an amateur boxing coach in Minnesota, you need a trainer/second corner license from the Minnesota Department of Labor and Industries Office of Combative Sports. Liar. Whoa. So you're saying he doesn't have that either? You need a trainer/second license from the Minnesota Department of Labor and Industries Office of Combative Sports. Jesus Christ. Max Pringle says the 90s show Coach was based at the University of Minnesota. That's true. That's true. We should get that. We should get the theme song to Coach for when we talk about Aaron Imholt. Jesus says, can we look forward to some This Little Piggy today? Yeah, I'm going to try to get through these. We got 30 super tips to get through, and then we got membership, so I'm really behind. Al Dente, lest we forget, the movie meltdown is a direct result of being invited to a party in Las Vegas. All of this came from a gentle invite to come hang out and really rehabilitate your image. We would have all, like, if he would have said yes, we'd be on the ropes, literally. We'd be like, holy shit, Aaron's coming. This is going to be crazy. Meanwhile, you've just felt it yourself. We had no idea this would expose that you were never a boxing coach. Jesus Christ. And now you're defaming the gym you're a member of? Attacking overweight patrons? In the name of your gym? Saying you're a paid coach when they ain't never hoyed at you down there at that gym. Beloved Chatter, by coaching, Aaron means that they let him sweep and lock up the gym after practice. He's basically Mike Dyson. Mike Dyson. Come on now. MGD says Scott will be balls deep in SB by March. That's probably true. It's probably true. Coach says, you boys ready for today's game plan? Yeah, him and the other coaches get together. I do the main ring, and then I divvy up the other responsibilities. Can you imagine? L in the chat. L in the chat. I still believe Aaron is a coach. Okay. Rakeda Law, I have 10 minutes. Let me call in, Fatty. Sorry I missed that.
In my mind, I run the ring. The Lord of the Ring, as it were.
Goes to Mr. P. Aaron's life is a plane crash from the inside live. Aaron's life is a plane crash from the inside live. Ellen, the chat says, I'm coping and seething. Don't let it get you. Horizontally, maybe a good citizen M could clip send this clip to Scott. That's rough. Connor, why would Scott show everyone the email if they weren't already CC'd? We don't know what's true. That's what's going on. Mark, and in this loser's entire life has been a sense of self, has life and sense of self is a deluded act of make-believe. A person can only do this for so long, let alone in a public one. A person can only do this for so long, let alone a public one. Oh, a public person, yes.
So the guys from Midland Armory showed me this email. They were like, Aaron, man, these guys are such losers. We sat around laughing and laughing. They all agree, you guys are sad. So the guys from the boxing gym showed me this email. They were like, Aaron, man, these guys are such losers. We sat around laughing and laughing. They all agree, you guys are sad. So the guys from All Care Towing showed me this email. They were like, Aaron, man, these guys are such losers. We sat around laughing and laughing. They all agree, you guys are sad.
Fuck. Everybody at businesses I'll never visit think I suck?
I am a coach here at Fight Club. It's real. It's all real. I fought Brad Pitt the other day, knocked him out. Another win for the toe.
Ghost Mr. P wants to know, Nick, did you raw dog ape as Mubi got beat up?
I just let it slip. I made white on April's chest and Aaron licked it off. The knickers will take down the toe.
Jesus fucking Christ. Captain Hook, depends on the face and the cock. Am I right, pretty Patty Babe? Depends on the face and the cock. For what? Fucker Arter, I'd peg April. She's a cute young boy I like. This is fucked up. FKA the Ghetto Basement, maybe he meant two ex-wives. Horizontally, the fat detail about the pants was so specific. That fat detail about the pants was so specific. I don't remember. B. Smiley the Third. Aaron drinks Bloody Marys in the AM at his gym. Aaron drinks Bloody Marys in the AM at his gym.
That's what I get when I guzzle down Nick's cum. I gain weight.
Yes, semen is very calorie intensive. I've heard that. Can you imagine him walking around the ring with Bloody Marys? I see
Scott is punch drunk and has CTE. I don't want to air his business, but he can't even remember his children's names.
Is this true? Scott is punch drunk and has CTE. I don't want to air his business, but he can't even remember his children's name.
Patrick! Those weights are a slow wife hazard! I dropped a weight on my head again.
Not again. Internet retard. Aaron M. Holt, the only coach who skips leg day, truth day, and employment day. Even Scott said he's a volunteer coach who is benched permanently. Pretty much, that's what he said. I mean, he didn't even say he's a volunteer coach. They said he doesn't coach. People hit him in the ring.
Drinking and shopping. It's a problem. A huge problem in this country. We need to fund a program. Mothers Against Drunk Shopping. Ever been drunk in a department store? Kohl's.
Hello, is this thing on? Patrick, this is me, Aaron Steeltoe. I'll have you know that I have to register my hands as lethal weapons because of my USA Boxing membership. I also have to register my brain as a lethal weapon because I am a masterful and killer coach. Okay, call me back 320-259. Oh, shit. What, SP? Don't give him my number.
Thank you for not coaching yourselves. Thank you, Koof. George. Melton, I want my free shirt for the Chad voice tip I just sent. That was funny. Which one, George? Let me go back. Did George's tip not get its due? Because I've been rushing? Oh, God. There's too many. I don't see one by you. You're full of shit, dude. You lie, bruh.
I'm also a plastic surgeon. I've played Operation before, fat boy.
Do I not have little tweezers that buzz? I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you. Thanks, Brooklyn. Thanks, broke in a pencil, I guess. Huge asshole, member for 4 months. I love how Scott is a gossip queen. Thanks for the show, Big Sauce. Yeah, we're going to do another one soon. If it's not a pimple, then that means Slow Wife hits you. Show us on the Tukey puppet where the Slow Wife hurt you. Please cover Ray again. Fuck Chad fans. I don't know about that. Pegleg, member for 17 months. With his legal history, he could never get a safe sport certificate. He never says renew because he never had the certification. The gym could get in trouble because of everything this idiot says. This is what I'm saying. This is why I have to get a hold of Scott to verify whether or not Aaron's an official coach who's speaking for the gym or whether he's a complete liar who needs this badly. I just want to clear it up. Because, again, I think some of the ADA stuff, you know, you're going after fat people and not welcoming them in the gym, harassment online from a coach of a local gym. Wait till Fox 9 finds out about this stuff. Fred, the coordinator member for 14 months. So according to movie math, I'm a truck driver. I have my CDL. I don't drive a truck or currently work as a driver, but I have a CDL. Goal, it's exactly like that. That's a perfect analogy. Crispy Cracker, member for 3 months. Hit the like button. I do agree with that. Crispy Cracker makes a lot of good points. Hit the like button. And thanks again to our EP for the day, who's Spectre NS5RD. We couldn't do it. Always generous, the Spectre. And again, if that's supposed to be with an OR, we'll get it cleaned up. We'll get it cleaned up. I don't want this to ever happen again. It's been a big misunderstanding.
Aaron boxes horizontal glaze.
Twice.
Aaron boxes horizontal glaze twice. See, that's funny, George.
Aaron boxes horizontal glaze.
Twice.
Been prepping for the apocalypse. Found a bag of soup and stole a machete from the neighbor to fight the soup looters.
Why don't you please headbutt him in the ring? It's never going to happen. Papa Dan, member for 4 months. Aaron likes to play the song So You Want to Be a Boxer from the Bugsy Malone while he coaches. I don't know. I bet he plays like, Don't You Want Me, Baby. Crew Jones, can we change his name from Movie to Coach? Start calling him Coach. He'll lose his fucking mind. Ghost Crusader TV, member for 10 months. No, he beat me straight up. Pay that man his money. Dan G, thank you so much. 20 memberships from Dang. Put that in your pipe and smoke it, Moody. I mean, Mooby. What is it? Can't keep them apart. You're right. We should change it to Coach. Coach. Oh, a member for 13 months. Craig T. Nelson is more of a coach. It's true. M-O-O-N, that spells moon. Tiger Lily, 53, member for 28 months. News story, old boxing lady gets choked out by deranged radio host. And then April comes forward. That's what he did to me. Not in front of the kid. Not in front of the kid. Scott Kelmastanska, member for 21 months. The ring is my oyster. I shall not want. See you soon.
Your manner is most unbecoming of a gentleman. Would you be high on cigarettes?
I don't know if the comedy hasn't hit them yet. They're full-blown retarded or just high on cigarettes.
The question posed to stupid hoes who don't get it yet. Excuse me, miss. Are you high on cigarettes? I don't know if the comedy hasn't hit them yet. They're full-blown retarded or just high on cigarettes. All the laughter that you deploy if you listen to the show, boy. Patrick Melton, melting faces. Have you stacking an LO point? It's the low point, not the reason. The reason is fucking gold. Gonna make the taco pony party be a party of soul. Gonna make you vandalize a van with a pedal sticker so bold. The family probably get arrested before they get down the road. A stupid motherfuckers just got NL loaned. Other radio shows are straight bitch male prone. Talk shit on the youngins that nobody like. Path have my homeboy Lane prank call them fast.